We are live, ready to go. What up, what up? Dice Roll the Radio here live in Rerun, Plaza Bonita. You know where that is. If you've been to Plaza Bonita, you've definitely been in the Rerun. We got it.
Yeah. You definitely been to Rerun, boy.
Was it a busy day today? Today?
Typical Monday. You know, the foot traffic's pretty busy, to be honest. Yeah, really? Yeah. There's a lot of people coming in. I feel like after the holidays, like people know the store more. It's weird.
They got that Christmas money.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how exactly I went broke. What it is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how you went broke. Uh-huh. Christmas makes everybody broke, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's time to re up, man.
I wonder if people ever like make their money back. Like
never broken.
You know what I mean?
Broke, but doesn't never
happen.
Broken.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Don't you regret it? You'll regret it.
Start off this episode with this new YSG Peanut Ticido Tapped In mixtape. Some fucking slappers on this. Make sure you guys check that out. SoundCloud and
peep out the music.
All that shit. I'm gonna just play this. Unfortunately, you guys can't hear it because I don't have another pair of headphones.
You gotta hear it.
Ticido.
You gotta hear it.
You gotta hear it.
We heard it, bro. We heard that shit.
You guys heard this.
Hey, not at all in the Uber, good thing I ain't driving like a dope fiend. Fuck around with that fire hose, ain't shit sweet, no piece of this pie.
Hold on, shoot, give it the sound more. Let me get it some motherfucking online real life back then.
Dread when they see me, bitch, don't get it. Fuck with the game, bitch, you must be all zanny.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Hey, pop a nigga like a zanny, gotta keep the billy. Always most turned up when I'm off the henny. Know the bitches paying pimping if the whore is with me. Had a bitch shaking buns, got a nigga dizzy, smacked off my toes, might swerve on the E-way. Don't fuck with Babylon's, nor he say or she say. Hey, off the drugs, going brazy in this bitch. Got the 30 stick on me, Lil Uzi in his bitch. On a gang, gang, gang,
oh,
whole lot
dude,
of gang.
Lil
if a nigga wanna
that
trip, I'll shoot him in his brain. Hey, in the club, you know I got the dang. If I pull up, then you
Uzi,
know I'm getting paid. Hey.
For real?
Hey.
That was like, if Uzi quits, I quit.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset that Lil Uzi came out. Or did he even come out and say it?
I don't know. I don't know what the whole fucking thing was.
I don't even know that.
I don't either.
That
happened, I saw
like,
somewhere.
I saw the memes.
That said like, that Lil Uzi was going to quit music. I could give a fuck less.
I don't follow him like that. Same.
EXO Tour Life? That's not like your top 10 songs?
Bro, I saw it live. I'm not going to lie. That was a very iconic moment. I went to Rolling Loud.
Where you're like screaming, bro. Like,
for those who have listened to the podcast, I've said I've been to Rolling Loud like at least 20 times.
Every episode you talk about it, bro.
It's probably like the peak of my like existence, to be honest with you.
Is this it? Is this all I'm ever going
to
achieve?
I wish I was there right now, matter of fact. But, no, I went to Miami and I saw EXO Tour Life. And boy, let me tell you, you never really think a man could live or exceed life when you've seen him jump off a 20-foot
like
control room.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah, that was
I saw that.
Fucking.
Did someone catch his ass?
Dude, everyone caught him. Like, I mean, the whole fucking crowd.
He's very little, bro. Like,
I mean, he's little as shit. It's like throwing a fifth grader over
yeah,
a fucking like
so
the
like,
tallest building around. And,
yeah, 1,000 people catching him.
And then like thousands of people risking their lives,
yeah.
nonetheless.
Yo,
to,
imagine
to catch
him
this
injuring
guy.
Somebody though on landing.
And he's got mad piercings, so that should definitely like stab
or,
somebody.
Oh, spikes.
And that's probably hurting him too, because he's probably got like the Marilyn Manson chain. You seen that shit with hella spice on it. And, that's random as fuck. But,
Lucifer.
You know, you got money like that, you can do shit like that.
That's crazy.
You got life insurance? Let me hop off this fucking scaffold.
Fuck it.
Run up a check.
But yeah, man. Dice Roller Radio, episode 33. We've made it to 33 episodes. I keep saying that like every episode. Like, we've made it this far. But yeah, no, 33 episodes, man. We are here live.
For a minute now.
Yeah, I know. We're here live at the best store in Plaza Bonita, the swaggiest of the swaggiest.
That's right.
Swagoo.
The fucking, the freshest in the whole land. I don't know. Do you guys have like AKs for yourselves? You guys
no,
make up like.
We definitely ain't got no AKs.
Well, here we are. Rerun. Drop this air horn. Hold on. That was a week. Oh, that was late.
Oh.
Hold on. Oh.
Let's hear it.
Bring it back. Yeah. Motherfucking Rerun. Plaza Bonita, you bitch, you.
That shit makes me happy. Oh, no.
Ooh, no, talk about it. We got beef now. I'm kidding. Sorry. Anyways, hey, what's up? Will be to Don. Join with me always.
Stilo Suave, Rottweiler.
And then, of course, we have some special guests here in Rerun. Couldn't have an episode in Rerun without these guys. Let them introduce themselves.
What's good? This is Don Manlonget with the Rerun.
I'm Armin Raga, 18th Element on Instagram.
We have a returning guest, and we also have a new guest.
Yeah, Don, you've been Don, two episodes?
Two episodes?
Three?
It's been a one episode that aired. The second one got disregarded because of the thing we were promoting never happened, I guess.
So
So technically, just one. So we're going to pretend that second one didn't happen. We're going to talk to you like as if we haven't seen you in a while. So,
it's
Don,
good.
We had you on episode two, which is almost a year ago.
Episode two?
Yeah. Wait, is it not
Jesus.
A year ago?
Nah, we started like in February.
We started in December.
17?
Did we? Fuck. When we talked to him?
We're going to have to check this.
A little bit of fact-checking shit. But,
nah, Dice Roll Radio, we don't fact-check, bro. That's what we're known
2019,
for.
2019, bro, we might have to start fact-checking, bro.
We need to have a fact-checker.
Hey, you in the back, fact-check. Come on.
Assistant on Dice Roll Radio, reach
we
need, out.
All right, we'll put up a help wanted on the Instagram.
Help wanted?
help wanted fact-checker.
Find the nearest taco shop and just take a picture of their help wanted sign.
We need a fact-checker part-time.
Hit your local Suave Bertos.
Your benefits include half a blunt and maybe some rock
Not
gear.
Not even half, just the roach.
You'll get some.
We'll let you hit the roach and kill the bottom of my 40-ounce.
You'll get like 5% off on Rottweiler.
There it is.
That's my stuff, yeah.
Use promo code Rerun. Something
5%.
I don't know. Yeah, but 5%. Dude, a lot has changed since we last talked to you. I felt like legit talked to you on some stuff. It's like, you know, putting it as a year. You know, we're in the store right now, and I can tell you that I've seen so much change and growth. And it's just beautiful to see.
Big change.
Are never gonna end, bro. Are never gonna end.
Looking at this stuff, like, you got a lot more brands in here, a lot more local stuff. I was talking to you earlier, I was just like from the beginning, like, you always had local brands in here, but I'm starting to actually recognize like a lot of these people now.
Like
we were shouting out Mo, shout out Domo with her.
Mo is in the house.
Her horoscope logo, like stuff.
Pretty well, to
Zodiac tees.
They're dope looking. I mean, it's like they're very like appealing. You know, white tee with this guy, your sign. You know,
she just dropped some new stuff too. The Selena taught me.
I saw those. The little crop top.
I think those are gonna be
Yeah, man. If you're anything like Stilo, you're definitely gonna go nuts for like some Zodiac sign shirts. You know.
Yeah, I go nuts in my Zodiac shirt.
There tends to be a lot of you guys out there. shout out Liam too. Unidentified Corp is here. I see.
Yeah, he's doing really
That's
good.
That's dope.
Too.
And then of course you got a lot of Rottweiler stuff here.
Yeah.
Oldest vendor for them.
A lot of local stuff.
I'm a vet.
Got like a lot of old stuff, like that turtleneck I see. That's pretty vintage.
That one's the turtleneck piece. That's legit
a year old.
The turtleneck piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And then you got like the old patch, or not the old. I mean the new patch hat, like the one over there.
The trucker hats.
Those are sick. Yep. Yeah.
Got them new truckers in. We got some new shit dropping off. Probably what tomorrow. I got it with me, but it's too late.
And you got a nice backpack collection up here too, and a lot of like photos that you took, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, bro.
Headshots for the shop.
Nice.
Yeah, we just got faded in here, and just we just took photos. Just
That's funny because I'm looking at a lot of these faces.
Y'all, I'm gonna need you guys to tell me about this shit.
That's Amigo Luis.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he lives right there, like down the street in Parkside.
This guy comes in here all the time, bro.
Bro, yeah.
And just be like. Borrowing $20 for no freaking reason.
Is that the guy in the this guy at the end right here?
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to God, like, I've seen him at this mall every time I come here. Every time I come here, and there was a time, like, I would get my haircuts here.
Yeah.
And he would always come into the fucking barbershop and just, like, talk shit or, like,
Amigo.
I don't know. Yeah, he's a cool dude, though.
There's one time he's selling me a broken watch, bro, without the band. He was like, "You got 20? I'll give it to you for 20, man."
Yeah, he always has something to sell.
Like, bro,
and
what?
And you bought it?
Nah. I was like, come back next week or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a hustler, man. That's what
I'd be
dropping
him off to his crib sometimes, bro. I'd be feeling bad for him.
That's why I saw him on your...
One time it was raining hella hard, bro. He's like, just asking for a ride. And I was like, damn. Waiting for
All right, let me take you.
I just took his ass. It was down the street.
Oh, I said, does he live locally around here?
Yeah, he lives down the
street. No, we have to if he's here, like, pretty much every single day. Yeah, but every day. Because I'm telling you, I see him, like, legit, like, every time I come to this mall.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's just going.
Every day.
Making a quick Target run or something.
Yep.
You never know. Doing he's just rounds. Out there. Damn, that's crazy. But then that just kind of, like, attests to, like, how long you've been here, too. Like,
yeah.
Being, like, super cool with all, like, the locals and shit out here. And
that's
just,
crazy because, like, when we posted that photo, like, mad people from the mall were, like, commenting.
Recognizing like, him. Yeah, he was like, yo, I know that guy. I've that seen guy. That guy.
That happened one time when I was with Seb, and you're like, you're the guy in the rerun dressing room. Because yeah. They got, like, this big-ass collage right here.
Bro.
Yeah, that's funny. And I was, like, telling him, like, dude, you know how awkward that has to be for people that know you, and then, like, they try clothes on here, and then, like, they have, like, this fat-ass photo of you just fucking cheesing. Like,
for real.
That's not awkward, yo. That shit's tight. I fucking
we had,
love that
we
shit.
We had people offer to buy that thing, bro.
Really?
Steel, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Next time, like, dude was, like, moving to Japan or whatever. He's like, yo, I want this for my pad. That was
that,
like,
that would actually be dope, bro. Like, have that shit in, bro.
Damn, that's
that
weird.
Shit's
that's
historical
crazy.
Right there, bro. That's from, like, a couple different shows. Rossi rocked at fucking Soma.
You're getting ready for the mosh pit. That photo right there, you see yourself.
Yeah, that's my lady. Yeah. It was probably that's my lady was going up, bro. That song goes stupid hard. You know how many stages have broken because of that song, bro?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I was there for
we're not allowed
two.
Back in certain venues because of that song, bro.
Which that's venues? Are you allowed to say which venue?
No, I'm not going to talk about
it. I've been to two events where that's my lady is definitely... caused the
oh yeah we
the
we
scene.
Broke the stage at the sensory overload
that remember. Was one I was at that one too. Jeez. He also broke
Barrio Party broke
yeah. Barrio Party you know what's funny Barrio Party broke before he did the song
yeah
he just finalized
it, like,
ball
the cap or something
yeah so someone yeah I think it was like that
was
that stage
cap.
Broke
I remember
before
SD
Rossi went on
everybody fucking
start jumping
the fuck out of that
yeah
shit.
that was a crazy day too. But yeah, that's my lady always.
That's
gets,
always
gets
a good sign,
going.
Though. The stage is gonna be broken.
It's like
you know
fucking
hype.
It's like the backboard getting shattered,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like shattering the glass.
Yeah, so it's a memorable.
That's how you know
thing.
It's fucking lit, bro.
It's a memorable thing. But that's crazy. People actually would want to buy that.
Yeah.
It's like no, you won't even know who those guys are.
Yeah, I have no idea who they were. Do you have any idea who they
no
were?
No idea.
Are they even like local
customer?
Here?
Must have been. I think so. He's just moving to Japan.
It's just like an admirer from far.
Yeah.
Right.
You might have to be worried, Stilo.
I'm not, actually, but I'm kind of flattered. I don't think he wanted it because of me. He probably wanted it because he knew those fools are fucking shining stars in this city.
Hell yeah.
Shining stars.
Up and coming.
That's right.
Coming up. On the come up.
There it is.
Damn.
Shining stars.
Sparkling stars. So, I wanted to get into plans in the future for what you wanted to do with the 1 year anniversary. That was
that's coming up, bro.
That's coming up.
That's
right?
1 year is February officially. Like February the sign went up February.
And then that was like when this whole thing had been established as rerun.
Yeah, that was like the first time it was established as rerun. Technically, I already owned it, just it didn't have, you know, the proper signage. So people didn't even know we were here.
Yeah.
So February is our birthday.
Nice.
And we're going to have an event for that. So, you know, we'll be to done.
How much of the info can you tell us about it? Like, what do you have locked in so far?
February 9th, it's going to be at Amplified. It's going to be at the Hummies Brewery.
That's in downtown San Diego.
Downtown San Diego. We're gonna buy all the homies to Van. You know what I mean? And we're
everybody that's been rocking here for like the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Technically.
Just really homies. I'm just really inviting homies that have been around for a while that I've been working with. So it's gonna be dope.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you're gonna have like vendors.
Vendors like DJs. Gonna have the homies.
Performers.
DJs. Yeah, the performers.
Yeah, man, that shit about to go up. I fucking went to go scope out the. The venue with you.
Yeah.
And that should look hard, bro.
Yeah.
They were, I don't know. You want to talk about the whole after party shit? Like, is that a thing? Like, we can mention?
Yeah, we're jumping the after party right off the
party.
There's going to be an after party, but it's not much of a travel, you know what I mean? Because, you know, some people, like, don't want to go to after party because they ain't trying to drive. They're already faded.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
That was one of the key things. I was like, when he was describing it to me, he was like, dog, there's like this whole... thing you're like out the roof, bro. What are you doing? Hey, what's up, guys? On Instagram, live.
He's getting the roof. We live.
But no, it was bro, the acid room. That shit trippy.
He was explaining
it. Name
that
room
dope.
The acid room.
Oh, downstairs.
Nah, it's gonna be.
Enter a portal into another dimension and we created a rift.
Call
in time,
of Duty shit, bro.
Everyone's gonna just fucking die and respawn.
Literally
in the
zombie
party.
Mode. Yeah, it's gonna be zombie mode when everyone's right. going to
fucking
the
like
spot.
Halo shit, you know? Just like jump into another portal and it's like in a totally different room.
To the fucking nuts. Stargate.
Halo
after theme
party and shit.
Oof. Hey, Don Rossi said spit a freestyle, bro.
Freestyle. Hey. You know me, I'll be buck wild. Yo, Rossi, you need to train me,
fire ass 2 bars.
Son, where'd you find this?
Don't ask Will, though. Will I give you 600 bars, bro?
fucking death by 1,000 paper cuts. Freestyle, baby. You know. Just kidding. No, I got to be under the influence of, like...
Hey, we out here. Dice Roller Radio, episode 33.
I got to be on, like, methamphetamine.
Shit.
Who said I got to be on methamphetamine? He said, saca la bolsita, and I'll spit a freestyle.
Give me some bath salts.
Y'all got the Fool's Gone Wild Christmas tape here.
Yo, I fucking... That was probably the greatest Christmas tape that dropped next to John Legend. I did.
I listened to the whole thing in the whip like multiple times. I was driving, like, cracking the fuck up.
I was like, damn, no one's beating John Legend right now, because John Legend had a dope... I thought he had a really good album, because it's hard to be like really getting into Christmas music because they're all the same.
Yeah.
You know, there's different twists. But I like John Legend, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and it was a good tape. But then they put Fool's Gone Wild, put one out. I was like, bro, all right.
Yo, people are copping that thing too, bro.
I wasn't copping. I listened to it. That shit is hilarious.
Shout out to dude, man.
What's his name?
Shout out to Save Yourself.
Shout
out Fool's Gone Wild.
That's probably that's a funny page, man.
Follow
the
Instagram.
The album was definitely
Follow the Instagram.
It's legendary, bro. He's from out here, National City. You got a fucking 100,000 followers on a comedy page, bro. Like in 6 months, like,
bruh,
ridiculous. Damn. Everybody knows Fool's Gone Wild, bro. Yeah.
I didn't even know you knew him like that, bro. That was crazy to me.
So he was OG, bro. I remember seeing him perform like when I was fucking teenager, bro.
Like some comedy stand up.
Nah, he was never on that. He was just a hard fucking rapper. He had a rap duo called Old English. Mm. Yeah. Remember like copping their shit. Fucking, they had CDs and shit like at the Armory.
Oh, damn.
I definitely have been adapting some of my language from dude, like sick ass fools.
Sick ass.
I'll pick up some of his.
You're hurting. Years of abuse.
I've said that a couple times too.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them.
Save Yourself is a fucking legend, bro.
And then another shout out, man.
Shout out to who, bro?
To just fucking Rerun for this dope shirt, bro.
Hey.
Thank you for rocking that.
If you guys aren't actually, like, you know, here right now.
It's the Stronger Sense tee.
Yeah, man. I wanted to, like, when I saw this, I was like, I got to cop this.
You want to just, honestly, we want to do one like each time, just like bring a little bit of history back.
I've seen one you had up there, kind of similar. Yeah. No? Was it like, I mean, obviously it's not the same design, but it kind of looks the same. It's like, it's that white one up there.
Yeah. Pretty much she was it's a Switzer. Mm. She was pretty much the first, like, she did the first marathon. She was like the first woman to run.
Yeah.
So I was like,
that's crazy. I remember like researching her when we were getting ready to print the tees. It was like, I was like, damn.
Mom, she did the video? She did the whole
thing. There was like a dude that like tried to fucking stop her from like running like mid race, and the boyfriend came up and just like fucking checked that fool real quick, and like they got to finish the shit. Them. But like, imagine being like the first woman to do anything.
Yeah,
like that's fucking savage, bro.
She's still doing it.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I like the theme though, bro, and I love the colors. You and fucking Jordan Snap, bro, with like the whole design.
Yeah,
everything about Rerun, bro. I love
that shit on lock, man.
Do you usually incorporate stuff into like sports?
Somewhat, like it could be like you know, like
because I have another one. It spells out Rerun, but it's like a whole bunch of like sports.
The sports,
I have that one in basketball. I have that in like forest green.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which one is that? The Elements tee?
It's like the one where
essentials?
We like...
No, I know what it is, but there's another. There's like a name for it. You guys. Like name the all the tees. The objectives tee.
Yeah, it's got like every sport.
The quality on that shit is crazy.
That shit was hard to print, yo. Because the fucking details are so small.
It's super thin,
like I think you can see the spokes in the bicycle tires and shit.
Yeah.
Like you can see the threads on the baseballs, and they're like a quarter of an inch big.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You would know.
Yeah.
Mr.
Printmaster.
Well, I mean, I'm a screen printer by trade, you know what I mean? Like, that's I spent fucking 10 years learning how to do that shit. Bro, so
that's crazy. Were you printing
flexing
when we first met?
Okay. No, actually, when we didn't even meet, but at the fucking Acid Jive at Queen Bee's.
You're already printing.
All those tees, like the Palm Avenue tees and the Suave City shirts the that we were doing. I printed all that shit in my pad. And
you dyed it yourself too.
Tie dye. I had done all that shit myself too.
Hard work, man.
When you were over at Dope Sauce, when we were over on 8th and G, I was at headquarters. Fucking, we would be printing in the back of the Five and a Dime and like headquarters like office. We would fucking just lay a screen down on a shirt on Jay's fucking washing machine,
just
bro.
Just trying to eye it.
Yeah, we would just fucking one color, line it up, like boom, like hit it. Wipe off the top of the washing machine, make sure it wasn't all sticky ink and shit. And like, we were just out there burning screens with the sun and washing this shit out in like a bucket, making a mess in the fucking parking lot. Damn. We didn't give a fuck, bro. We were like, it's like now, like this was talking shit, saying like, oh, you can't go nowhere without mixing, bro. I couldn't go nowhere without screen printing a shirt. Like,
you had a screen on you and shit. That's crazy.
We had that shit on deck.
Damn, bro. What can you do? Screen printing?
I was cooking last night for the first time in a minute, bro. I made fucking mashed potatoes and like
jackfruit cakes.
Jackfruit cakes. Yeah, jackfruit is like this fucking really meaty like fruit.
Oh, I know what it is, but
yeah,
jackfruit cake.
But they were like, it's kind of like crab cake, like texture, but they're fucking fire, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's some grilled veggies.
Damn, dude.
Does that have Jack incorporated in any of this?
Jack?
Like Jack Daniels or anything?
Marinated in Jack.
Imagine.
What else? I see you got your...
I'm a wine connoisseur. I'm a sommelier, too.
Oh.
Ask Don about that shit. Don be turning up to the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The old me.
The old me. It's like, I'm a Pinot Noir guy now.
We got faded that one night, bro, off the fucking wine. That shit was lit.
I see you got the Play Bonsai stuff up.
Oh, yeah,
How's that going for you?
Beautiful. Just, I can't get over it, man. I've gotten a lot of people hooked on that shit already. It's weird.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I fucking texted you the other day. I was like, what do you do if your fucking bonsai tree gets like, what are the aphids?
Do they move?
The like, little white ones?
Them? Yeah. It's like underneath the leaf, right?
Yeah. What is that? Do you know what it is? It's a little parasite,
exactly.
Right?
No,
that's a little bug.
I literally just removed the leaves that have them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. For those who aren't like really familiar, like myself,
Mr. Miyagi over here was like, "Yo, just go to Home Depot and get the organic."
I was like, "Do you plant it like from scratch, or do you buy one like
already made?" I do both. Like I buy the tree and then I just trim it and shape it.
Because I'm not gonna lie, like our last conversation about it, I was actually intrigued by like bonsai trees, and I was like, oh, maybe I might want to get one. So I looked
it's
them up.
Therapeutic, bro. It's
I've seen that.
Kind of like, how can I relate? Maybe like drawing or something, or like sculpting. Okay. You know, like
something that like just takes patience.
Yeah, you're just making it the way you want it, a drawing or. I don't know.
I just know like I looked it up, and like a lot of the stuff that I found were like already like pre-grown.
Oh, I got
and
you.
And then you're just like, you have to take care of it at that point. Yeah. So I don't know if that was like,
I honestly do it
like frowned upon or not.
I do it from seed and just buy it like big, you know?
There's a different experience of like growing it from scratch.
Yeah.
It takes fucking forever.
It's like a kid. Bro. You see it growing. It
takes forever.
Like a kid. Okay.
What's your oldest one?
30 years old.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Fuck. Yeah, it was passed down from another artist, but she's like much older than I am. So.
30.
Damn. You know, that homie has like a 60-year-old one. Like just,
I know, right?
Something that's been growing like in their yard for a minute, and they finally just took it out, styled it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And for those who don't know what a bonsai tree is, go Google it.
Stupid.
Google it.
Yo, that's crazy. The there's a convention that happened in Japan, and there's a tree that sold for $900,000.
Jeez.
Say it louder for the kids in the back.
$900,000.
$900,000, guys.
Damn.
Makes me think, like, damn, there's probably trees that sell for, like,
$10,000. Or more, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, just for a tree.
$900,000, bro. On a plant that you could kill, like, so easily.
Just like that.
I can't think of many things that would be worth $900,000 to, like, actually spend. But then again, I don't have that, so...
Pretty much.
Basically, they'll outlive any human.
Pretty much.
Like,
if it's just I guess, take care of them.
I think it was passed down for like four generations or something like
Damn.
That.
Wow. From the Ming Dynasty?
For real.
Like some crazy.
Some dynasty warriors.
Fuck.
Save the bonsai.
Fuck everybody else, but save the bonsai.
That would be me in the fucking war, bro. Like, I'm going to just take it. Trim, y'all do your thing.
Fuck all y'all. Let me take the bonsai.
I'm using like a sword to like trim that shit.
Fucking samurai, like a fucking Hanzo sword.
Seriously.
Fucking Kill Bill. All right, so being here a year now and going through your 1 year anniversary, like, how do you feel about going forward? Like, are you happy with like how everything has been turning out?
So I don't think I'll ever be happy, to be honest. I mean, keep it real.
Perpetually fucking pissed. Like,
I think that's a good thing,
so if we're
though.
Speaking in the moment, like right now, like could you say like things are good?
I'm glad it's better, yeah, you know? Good. Now things are getting better, so okay. I'm always happy about that. Just
right.
But every time I come in here, just like there's something that could be done, you know?
Facts.
Yeah.
You got a good supporting cast. Like everyone around you is cool.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Like everyone on the team is like solid, so...
That's what it takes, man. Good team.
Yeah.
Got someone on your That's team with you part. Here right now. You're a photographer.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Armand's been elements. A huge help to this photography shit, bro. I can't
Trying,
do
bro.
Of
I'm trying.
Shit.
Responsible yeah. for these headshots up here in the store. If you guys want to come by, take yep. a look at them. Apparently, they're all faded, so yeah, judge them. Judge them as photos. A.
Except me.
As little, oh, siddle yeah, as you can.
One, huh? I'm the only one that wasn't.
Well, someone has to be not faded. So
yeah,
you know,
that was me.
Probably yeah, you were the responsible.
Exactly.
Right? The guy with it the equipment. I'm usually that guy, too. The like fucking main Sean Blanc
he
show.
He's trying to take photos. He's trying to take photos and you're fucked.
I don't know, bro. Not when I got, like, equipment, like, especially yeah. at the main Sean Blanc show. Everyone's all stupid fade. I'm just like,
nope.
Hey.
Chill out.
Let's chill, guys.
I know.
Because if shit goes south, I got all this shit with me.
For real.
Ain't gonna be fun, but yeah, no, I feel you on that with the equipment and everything. You got to be the responsible guy. But how long have you guys like been knowing each other? I guess
who me and Don?
Yeah, you and Don.
Last year,
last year, bro. It's not too long ago.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, I just always come here when it was.
Yeah, when I was working, this yeah, week just come through
before it was rerun. I just always come here and just like shop.
Mm-hmm.
I just never like talk to any of them. Just like in and out. You know?
Mm.
But it's weird. I think we even, like, DM'd each other on some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what
yeah,
the
yeah.
hell? That's
yeah.
you? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So then...
Pretty random.
So you've been, have you been taking photos for a while then?
So I was in and out of it, high school. So I was just, like, taking photos with, like, friends, like, candid stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some random stuff.
Being a creep and shit.
Yeah, being a creep, you know? You know, the like, usual.
Developing your style and
you know?
Shit, right? Like,
exactly.
I'm going to take photos of you guys that rerun longer than you've known.
No, and then there's like a couple like meetups, like photo meetups that happens in San Diego. It's
oh,
just
wow.
like, yeah, it's just like photographers, models, videographers, all that like.
It's like a whole networking.
Yeah, game. Like they come together and just like shoot.
It's like
for,
a car meet. Pretty
yeah,
much,
it's like
know?
A platform for like.
I fucking hate car meets. Don't ever say car meets.
It's for me. Yeah, it's like a platform for like up and coming photographers or the wannabe model.
The wannabes.
Yeah. No, but like yeah, so it's like bigger following models or like photographers.
Mm-hmm.
To just kind of like interact
Is it
with people.
Kind
of thing? No, it's pretty much open. You just gotta find like know where to look.
You have to yeah. own a camera.
You gotta be cool
or look good.
That's it, bro. And then that was like last year when I officially started, I guess.
Damn.
June 17th.
Damn.
So you're still relatively like new.
New.
To all
yeah.
this. Okay.
That's pretty good, bro. Fuck.
She's yeah, I've had like a pretty good like core group.
Yeah, those
can,
look
like
those look good.
Where I can like learn from and like you know
mm-hmm.
pull some inspiration from.
What's like some of your like favorite like photo shoots to do? Like
just candid stuff or like portraits, like artistic portraits, like street with high fashion.
Yeah, I was going to say you do a lot of like editorial shit like
that's what I'm trying to like, that's what I'm trying to do right now. Like add like the weird element like the one that I just posted with like I fucked up her face.
Mm.
You know? Like that's coming from like when I visited New York. All the people that was there, it was just like They're there for work, you know, for business. They're not there for play. So I was like, damn. So
you gotta switch. It's a little faster pace.
Exactly. So I was like, I got to do that. Because if I don't, then I'm going to be stuck here. But I want to be up here, you know?
Yeah, you'll find that, I feel, a lot when you go to, like, places like New York or L.A., things that most people would consider a hobby here. People definitely, like, take that shit extra serious because, you know, obviously money's involved. And then, you know, that's just that's what they do. They don't look at it as a secondary thing or a hobby. It's like that's what they fucking do. They go, like, spend every, like, 24/7 on that shit.
Exactly.
So, no, it's definitely a faster pace. I think that we should adapt that here, you know? We got so many people here that are so fucking talented. I think that's just probably what it's missing.
Oh, I guess we just need a platform. That's what we're missing. San Diego is, like, a very talented city. We just don't have a platform to showcase it.
I feel like we got hella platforms. I mean, really? It depends on, like, what it is you want to do. Like,
yeah.
But you got to always, well, like, I mean, always think about, like, building that shit. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, what would you want to even do? Like, hop on somebody else's platform? Like, that sounds whack as fuck to me. Like,
well, that's why the meetup that we did, or that my friend did, that's basically just, like, saying, hey, if you're a photographer, come out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's people cool
wanna,
that
people want to know you. Like, people want to shoot, you know what I'm saying? Like,
at least the effort's there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You can't say much, like, say, like...
The scenes are smaller here in comparison to bigger
cities.
Oh,
no, for sure, for sure. But they
exist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's definitely building that community.
Like, oh, yeah. I see growing now, dude. Like, from when I was in high school, I'm just like, there's nothing.
Rerun, bro. Rerun is a full-on community.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, when I... Since, I'm like...
Look at all the fucking portraits on the wall, bro.
I jumped on his team, bro. Like, when I jumped on his team...
Really, that was something that was random, to be honest.
I was able to, you know, like, you network. Know,
Johnny Guapo is the one that linked us, bro.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Shout out Johnny.
Shout out Johnny.
He's one of my inspirations, too.
Yeah.
Look, that's probably a Filipino thing. I'm not going to lie.
He's one of my inspirations, bro. Shout out Johnny, man.
That's a hell of a Filipino thing. Like, you know this guy, We all know each other now.
To be honest, though, my core group is like 90% Filipinos.
Yeah, I was tripping. I was like, damn, all these fools are Filipinos.
Yeah, he's like, yo. You got a, like, a Filipino crew, bro.
You got a hell of a Filipino crew. That's
but yeah, funny. Dude, like, Johnny Guapo.
Yeah, I got a
collection. That's fire. Like, Johnny's actually the one who shot all of this.
Oh, yeah.
He put the whole collage together, the one that's in the fitting room right here.
Yeah. For those who didn't know, Johnny Guapo did the portraits in the fitting room.
There it is.
I swear, I see people taking selfies with that thing. Like,
his logo is down at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing his thing up there, bro.
Well, Johnny's suave, bro. Suave City. Like, he's, like, fucking that's 1 year younger than me. Like, he graduated from Mar Vista.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we all came from.
You guys don't know Johnny Guapo. Go listen to episode 3, Dice Roller Radio.
There it is.
Shameless plug. But, no, that's cool. That's a good person to, like, have, like, bring you guys together. I think he kind of brought me more closer to a lot of, like, you guys, not even so much, like, Seb and them a little bit. I mean, it got to the point where, because, like, I was with them, but, like, I was going to Johnny for my haircuts for a while, and he was always, telling me, like, about you, like, everything that was going on with you guys and shit at one point. So it got me intrigued, and then to where I was like, all right, I'm going to show myself a little more to you guys and shit. So shout out Guapo, man.
Hell yeah. Good. Johnny was cutting my hair for a minute,
good
too.
Dude, man.
Was a solid dude, bro.
What kind of camera do you have?
I have a 6D Mark II.
That's your go-to?
I would want the 5D Mark IV, but that's just shit is too expensive, man. Mm. Too expensive.
That's crazy.
That's going to be the future
cameras are fucking crazy, bro. Yeah. Like, you
it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, I would have hoped so, man. It's like cars, you get the most out of it, then you capture such beautiful moments with these cameras, man.
Exactly.
Because, like, you look at a lot of photos and you're just like, that's such a, like, dope photo. And then you just imagine, like, the kind of camera these people use. But then it also could be considered watered down because you never know a filter could be, like, doing all that. Do you edit a lot or do you just go based off of, like, your photos?
So I have, like, a base preset that I...
Like a template for you?
Yeah, to, basically. Like, and then I just kind of tweak. And then let's say that shit doesn't work, I'll just go from scratch, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I think most people who do edit shit have, like, a basic template. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you have, like, a template for, like, when you do screen printing or anything like that? Or is that even a factor?
So, I mean, a lot of these fools don't know shit. But, like, bro, I've been, like, fucking shooting,
video, film for fucking ever, bro. Like, I fucking got into this shit because I was a graphic designer. Like,
yeah.
Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop were, like, my go-to. Always, bro. Like, always. I've always had an eye for this shit. Like, no, like, I don't know, bro. I feel like I'm fucking super savage at, like, all of that shit. So, I would never use a preset because I would never, like, felt like there was a style that was, like, gonna
perfect
just
for you.
Cross the board, like, cover everything I wanted to do. It always, like, depended on the fit of, like, depended on the feeling of, like, everything that was gonna happen. So, like, I would build a small collection and, like create the fucking vibe of the photos, like, based around that.
Yeah.
And it would never be, like, okay, cool, we're gonna keep doing this, we're gonna keep doing that. Like, nah, it changes with the seasons, it changes with the colors that you're using and the textures that you're using, whether it's grainy or, like, really smooth, and you know what I mean? So, like I could see how you're saying, like, you know, if it doesn't work, you got to start from scratch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you kind of have your go-to. Like, I have an idea of how I like my shit to look. I would like my shit to look a little bit more focused in the center, a little bit blurrier in the edges. Like basically the effect that you get with, like, film cameras.
Because,
like, you're highlighting, like, the foreground and, like, the background is blurry. You know what I mean? But, like, That's not necessarily always the case. I guess something that I do that's very consistent is, like, making sure that, like, there isn't shit in the background that's, like, cutting into people. I hate that. That shit is,
that,
like,
takes away from the actual.
It's so distracting.
Yeah.
It's like crashing.
Yeah, it just looks like the background is chopped in half. Yeah. Or it looks like there's something projecting out of a person's dome. Like,
yeah.
Bro, or, like, I don't know. I hate to sound nitpicky because I work with a lot of artists. Like, I consider photographers to be a highly skilled art. So, like, but, like, bro, like, if you send me a photo and it's, like, it's just, like, it's off, like, rotation-wise, I'm like, yo, like, what?
Yeah, that, like, that was me, like, before, dude. I was just, like, when, like, meetups, to be honest, I was just shooting. I was just machine-gunning this whole thing, you know? I come up with, like, 700 to 800 photos,
yeah,
you know? But then now I'm just, like, I can't. I have to be, like, this is what I want. This is how I'm going to shoot it.
Exactly.
Maybe, like, 2-3 photos each pose. Exactly.
Or, like, because I make clothes, it's like, fuck, if I get pictures and the clothes isn't the color that it's supposed to be, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you're going to get pissed when I edit your photo? Like, you edit the fuck out of this photo.
Exactly.
And, like, it doesn't look like what I have. You know what I mean? So, like, that shit irritates the fuck out of me. I don't know. I get hung up on this, you go hand in hand though,
like, being a designer and being in clothing, you know, you need photos to promote your clothing, essentially. So,
but you want it to look right.
Yeah, so, you want it to look right. So you have you're right in within being, like, nitpicky with shit.
So people, they're like, oh, this is my style of art, so this is, like, what I'm gonna give you.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, you offered to do something for me based on, like, my need, and you're giving me something that's, like, your want. So I don't need your want. Like, I need my need. So fucking peace. Like, we're probably not going to work again type shit.
R.I.P. to that photographer.
For real, bro. Who hurt you?
To those photographers.
Stupid.
Stupid. Send me a stupid ass photo, stupid.
I gotta find a soundbite of him, of 6ix9ine saying stupid.
There's probably, like, so fucking stupid amount.
Yeah, you should, like, save that, just that part.
Stupid.
And just, like, use it at the club or whatever. Yeah,
use that shit as a
drop. I don't like your photo, stupid.
It's fire. But, yo, I work with a lot of people, and all the people whose, like, work I've ever posted, bro, I fuck with them so fucking much.
Yeah.
It's generally, blessed, man. Generally speaking, it's the people that, like, I don't know. There's no specific way about it. It's just I'll get photos and I'll be like, oh, well, thank you. I would not do this.
I would not post this. This doesn't fit anything that I do.
I feel like that always happens with me with videos, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. I don't know why. I don't know how you. I don't know how you be finding these, like, videographers, bro. seriously, bro.
Like, at least four videos I've never posted.
Yeah.
Dang. And they took a minute to work on, bro.
Man. For, like, the store or for, like, your own brand? Like,
fuck, that shit is whack.
Whack. Like, videographers, stupid.
Sometimes I just, like, watch him, like, film.
If you're,
like,
listening
to
this,
doing,
he didn't mean that.
Okay, so critique me, like, fucking mixing, like, earlier here in the shop. Like,
no, it was good, bro. Yeah.
Well, we had to make you a little DJ set real quick. We had to move some shit around.
Put you on.
We don't do that for everybody. Basically, what he's doing. But I mean,
as far as like the sound of it, like you, like how I was explaining it to you, like you gotta know like when it sounds good. Yeah. If you don't, like, you're gonna fucking just end up playing it. It's gonna sound like ass. Like, dude, I fucking took my sister to like a dance at her middle school.
Yeah,
and it was like so the theme was like a 50s like father daughter like school dance.
Yeah,
and but like my dad wasn't feeling that good. My pops wasn't feeling that good. So
you took her.
So I took her, you know, and I was like the fucking youngest fucking man there. You know what I mean? Yeah. All the fucking other dads were like hella old and shit.
Yeah.
But bro, I was trying to like pay attention to the DJ, like, yo, like, what? Okay, cool. Like, what's he playing? You know what I mean? What's going on here, bro? Every song was like cut. Okay, next song play. Like, okay, song ends. Next song plays.
Like as if he was on YouTube or something. Just searching.
Like, I feel like he's just doing it just to do it because he got paid.
He was up there with like the whole fucking like CDJ. Laptop.
There are companies that do that. Like, there's like the DJ companies where like they specifically like target like school dances and weddings
because they don't really give a fuck.
You know, I'm not talking bar mitzvahs and like quinceañeras and shit like that.
About, like, just because it's the debuts. Case, like, you don't have to be fucking ass at it. Like,
true.
Could at least try.
Yeah. Do that shit on your off time, yo.
Like, it just didn't make sense to me. It's like, why would you do a shitty job at your job? Like, because you don't like it. Like, well, get a different job. Like,
bro, be the best at this shit. Be the best middle school DJ.
Exactly.
For real, I was like, damn, I would have hella done this shit for free. Just like,
I'm playing Mad Flow Rider. I'm playing fucking Pitbull. I'm playing
clean version. All clean the versions only, bro.
Shit, all the hits. Bro, all the shit they played when I was in middle school.
It just could have been. It could have been good. Like even the songs he was playing, like it could have been good. I was just like, yo, there's no fucking beat matching. There's no fucking.
There's no BPM. No
blending at all. There's just like this weird like.
You're just like staring at the DJ, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, yo, you could fucking have an iPod sub and just be hitting sub. Like,
He probably didn't account for like when he went in there. He's like, oh, look at all these little kids and their grown ass like dads, and then like there's you.
They're probably just paying attention to it.
Horrible, bro. Like,
they're just trying to have fun.
I'm a DJ, just knowing I suck and like, you know what I mean? Like,
the thing is that like when you fuck up the music, people stop dancing. Yeah. So true. I'm just like sitting off to the side. Like I dance with my sister like a lot because she's in eighth grade, and I'm like, yo, like I know these songs with you. Like we can fucking. Dance to this shit.
I kind of give people benefit of the doubt for middle school, I guess. But, like, high school, you better show up. Nah, high school needs to be, like...
Oh, no, for sure. Or else you're going to get flamed.
You'll get flamed. I remember one time that happened. I think it was a luau night. We had this,
What school is this? What school?
Otay Ranch.
Oh, shit. I went there, too.
There was a luau. Oh, you did?
I went there for 2 years.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, in my time there... They had this luau thing in the baseball field out there in the corner, right?
Wait, how old are you, Lou?
I am 24.
What? Okay. Oh, wait. So are you 14?
12. I graduated 2012.
Okay, continue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyways, over here. She's exposing my age and shit. Yeah, okay. No, I just remember, like, we had this luau shit, and then the DJ was just terrible. Like, we just, like, because we had a homie that was a DJ, and he was really dope. Like, he would do all the fucking parties, and... He would do all the fucking like house parties and even like he even ended up doing like our like he would do all the shit and then like right after him was the homie A Cuts who was doing all the fucking like fucking parties too, like him and him went hand in hand and shit, and then like, you know, he ended up getting like a gig over at like Flux and shit, but like this dude that they had that day was just like trash, and then everyone was flaming him and like even was booing him on site. Like,
oh no,
that's what I'm saying. So it's
you
like,
can't do that in high school.
That's where
bro.
It's like you gotta definitely be on your A-game
shit, man.
People are definitely
so high school like, savage, bro.
Yeah, because middle school, I'm just like, all right. I mean, you got these little kids, you can't even touch on each other, you can't do nothing. Yeah. You got their dads are there, so it's like, you know, okay, we'll play some PG shit, you know. Because, like, imagine playing some, like, fucking Blueface up in middle school. Thing.
All right. I don't know. That, DJ.
Woo. Right?
Yeah. Should have had you go up there, bro. Should have asked D-Lo to fucking DJ.
I'm saying, though, like, I would do that shit for love, like, just to fucking make sure that people are having fun. Like,
just to have fun.
It was just irritating to me. It was frustrating to me to see the, like, people who, like, fucking pay money or take their time out to go have fun, and then it's just not fucking fun. I'm like, yo, like,
it's like, that I'm a provider of vibes, me. And this guy's not providing the vibes.
It's like, you know, like, why the fuck are you going to do anything if you're not going to try your fucking best at it? I mean...
That's kind of how I got into it, too.
I get frustrated when I see fucking lazy clothes, DJing lazy designs, lazy edits, lazy anything, bro. Like, what the fuck? You don't know you suck? Like, what? I don't know, bro.
Stupid. Nah, bro. No one's ever...
Stupid.
Nah, no one's ever told that to him, bro. You should have told him. You could have changed his life. Could have been the next fucking...
I should have just approached him.
Could have been the next DJ drama or something. That could have been your opportunity to change someone's life.
You have access. Like, you have potential. Like, what are you doing?
I know a couple photographers like that.
Sad future.
Sad that future for this country.
Hate to be off topic, but you guys watch that R. Kelly shit?
Bro, I still haven't.
Oh, we were talking about that.
I still haven't.
We were talking about it a little bit last episode because, like, the first episode, I think, might have just dropped, but then I watched the rest of it. Well, because we were talking about the first episode. Because the first episode touched up on Aaliyah a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's fucked. Like, she's not even alive to, like, even defend herself. But that shit is nasty, bro. Let me tell you, man. R. Kelly's been canceled for me for a while. But after this documentary, I'm just like, jeez, bro.
Just imagine those songs that he sang, bro. Or yeah, who are those for?
You know what I told
them?
You know what I told them? 13-year-old kids. The Lil' Kim poster that, like, that she's notorious for, they said that she took that shit when she was, like, 16, 17 years old.
Really?
Like from like the one where she's like squatting.
She opened up
like this whole documentary opened up a door of just nastiness that's been happening in the music industry.
That's ratchet.
Mainly in hip hop too. That's kind of like the thing that like people were co-signing because then a lot of people have been kind of going down like Dame Dash's neck about like Foxy Brown and like how old was she when she got signed and like how she's been kind of depict like you know what I'm saying. So it's kind of crazy.
The rest of it?
I watched like up to like episode 3 because like I'm watching this shit like on demand, so it's kind of like when I got time.
Yeah.
I'm still very interested in it because it's just kind of like the whole thing is like really crazy to me. But then
I don't have time to be waiting and watching that shit, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's just kind of like it's a lot to digest, you know. But
yeah, I feel like heartbroken.
Low-key. I mean, it's, but I just don't like the.
Did you hear your song? It's like
I don't like the fake outrage. And the selective outrage of things, because that to me is always, I always have an issue with certain shit.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments because it's like, bro, R. Kelly been doing weird shit. He's been nasty. He's been fucking like he's been known. He even called himself the Pied Piper. Like
he's a weird dude.
If you don't know what the Pied Piper is, go look it up. It's a fucking children's story of a man manipulating children with his music and kidnapping them and leaving them. Yeah. Because, like, Pied Piper was hired by a village of people to get rid of the rat problems with his magic flute. He did it. The people didn't want to pay for it. So he then did it to the children and took all the children of that village away. So henceforth,
that's what
R. Kelly called himself the Pied Piper. In equivalence to this scenario, he's manipulating these young girls to being in this little, you know,
I wonder why no one saw the red flag. When he said that.
Yeah, I wonder why no one thought about that when he pissed on his girl. But
yeah,
I mean,
exactly. It's like
that was in 2002, and he's came out with like 5 albums and a lot of hits after that. So I don't know, man.
It's crazy.
I'm not one to go and judge all crazy, but, I mean, R. Kelly, yeah, he's been kind of canceled for me for a while. I Believe I Could Fly sounds totally different. Let's put it that
way. A lot of his songs sounds different now.
Fucking Bump and Grind sounds different.
Exactly.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Who's that for?
Yeah, it sounds crazy, and it's just like it kind of like, it goes under like just the attention grabber because it's like who's not paying attention to a man? It's like my mind's telling me no, but my body, like the way
See?
He's just yelling at
exactly.
shit.
Like, bro, who's that for,
who's like,
bro?
Who's
like,
that for? Who's like
13-year-old,
15-year-old,
like
Aaliyah.
Shit.
They said that man was hanging out at high schools too. That's grimy. He's like 27, dude. Then they showed the birth certificate of like when he married Aaliyah. He was 27. And she was illegally put as 18, but she was really 15.
Oh, shit, dude.
Bro, that's crazy. My age, bro. Imagine me fucking around with 15.
15-year-old.
Hell no, bro.
I don't care how good Aaliyah can sing or how good she looked back then.
15, bro. It's like, bro, what?
Where was Timbaland, man? Where's Timbaland and Missy Elliott at the time? Because that's when she really blew up. She didn't even blow up because of this R. Kelly thing. She blew up because of
Timbaland
and all them linked up, but... Yeah, rest in peace to her. That's another thing. I just thought, damn, like, she's dead. Like, I don't even
defend herself.
But you know what this also opened up to, which I don't fuck with?
R.I.P.
I don't fuck with this. There's this thing now with Michael Jackson now where, like, these two, like 30-year-old dudes are coming out saying, like, oh, I survived Neverland Ranch. And they want to sell their story to HBO, and HBO bought it. So now they're going to make a docuseries of these two white guys, 30-year-old men.
Now, who supposedly, 30 now.
Yeah, 30 now, who supposedly survived Neverland Ranch when they were little boys. And it's just kind of like, see, this is what we're inviting now. We're inviting all this like exposure and all this dirty laundry. You know, we got Bill Cosby in jail now, and it's just...
That's crazy.
Who's next, man?
Bro, they're cleaning up the streets, bro.
Kevin Hart's gonna be fucking out here doing shit. You know, he's got there's a lot of fuckery going on, and we're only like what? We're only 14 days in 2019.
Exactly.
It's crazy, man.
Burnt
shit. Y'all fuck with these skateboard decks. I've been looking at them a lot.
I know, man.
If you're into this kind of stuff, you know, you got Transformers, the OG Transformers. I can't just say Transformers, the OG ones. A lot of these kids don't know Megatron used to be a gun. And Soundwave used to be a speaker.
I didn't watch too much Transformers.
Yeah, me same.
I watched the fuck out of those.
I did, but I never understood the story.
Bumblebee. Everyone thinks Bumblebee's a new one, but Bumblebee's been around. Anyone that says that looks stupid to me. You got a bunch of Street Fighter guys. Got Bison up there looking crazy.
There's always people in here trying to figure out who's who.
And you got Ken
watching them
right there.
It's like, oh wait, that's no.
I know every single. I know all the Dragon Balls of you guys for sure. Fucking, that's like the
Team
cell.
Team Gohan. Yeah.
There it is.
The dude, Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah.
Krillin's
one,
right,
whichever.
Boo.
You got fucking cell, Frieza, cell. Trunks, Piccolo, fucking. Piccolo, low key, I think.
Oh, future Trunks with a sword. That's Atlas's favorite character, bro. We'll be playing fucking Budokai.
Future
Trunks.
The Dragon Ball Z game, like the. He fucking gets off on fucking playing as Trunks. He loves swords, bro. Atlas loves swords, bro. I've been fucking playing for Wii, fucking Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
And you gotta like hold the nunchuck and the remote and like. He'll get all into it. He'll be fucking holding the remote all the straight up. It'll power up, fucking slash some bad guy and shit. Like, he loves playing with swords, bro.
Damn.
I got him like a foam version of like the fucking.
I seen that, yeah.
What's that shit called? The fucking. Zelda? The Master Sword. That's like the main sword in Zelda. Mm. And he goes around beating the shit out of everybody.
It's the one that Link has.
Yeah. It's like the main.
I only know that shit. I've never played Zelda, but like.
For real?
I played Smash Bros.
Kind of like GameCube, bro.
I played Smash Bros. That's the only reason why I know Link.
That's the first time I played Smash.
You fuck with Link as a character in Smash Bros.?
That's like my top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
He's pretty good.
I fuck with Donkey Kong Heavy and then Captain Falcon.
I suck at Smash, bro.
I suck.
The new one is fucking crazy.
I suck at it.
The one on the Switch, that one's pretty sick. I fuck with it heavy. It's got like, cause I like the Wii one was cool. Like the Wii one had like, you know, all the new characters and everything, but like this one kind of like has a nice mixture of like the new one, like with the Wii one, and then the 64 one, this Nintendo 64 one.
Yeah.
That's the one that I grew up with. But yeah, I fuck with it heavy, and it's like they got Street Fighter characters in there too, like fucking Ryu's in there and Ken's in
there. Yeah, just those two though, right?
I think Bison's like a fucking like I don't know what Bison. I seen him in the game
for
the
Switch.
Yeah, for the Switch. Oh,
Switch. Can't you get like over 100 characters?
There's so many, bro.
That's why they got like every like Nintendo game, every video game.
Fucking character. Pikachu's there.
Yeah, it's like Pikachu and Jigglypuff.
Yeah, all of them, I think, right?
There's just like other Pokemon in there.
Pikachu is like my favorite Smash Bros. Character.
Was it Mewtwo in there?
Mewtwo's in there. Then they got like another one that's like Pokemon Trainer. It's basically Charizard.
Exactly. Bro, he has like, that character has everybody.
Everyone,
like,
yeah. He's got
charging
like,
on your ass.
He's got like Charizard coming out. Then he's got fucking like Venusaur
cheating
fucking
asses,
shit up.
Bro.
Yeah, like that's
Solar Beam.
Yeah, it's just kind of like cheating.
Bro, having a kid, bro, you feel like you get to watch cartoons. Like, is there a cartoon that you get excited to put him onto?
Not shows, because he's kind of like on his own shit with shows, but like, I'll be showing him a lot of like. Nah, real talk, because it's like some of these shows, it's like they're not really showing any of the shows that I'd watch. Like, the only one is like SpongeBob. Mm. You like SpongeBob? I'll fuck with SpongeBob anyway.
Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not even like that's not even like on TV like that regularly.
Nah, but you don't like look
school.
It up. Like
yeah.
You go
yeah, if
look
you look
for
it up, like I mean, I try to show him like Looney Tunes, and
oh,
shit,
yeah, bro.
And like
it's not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah, and like and Mickey Mouse too. Like he likes Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but it's not like the Mickey Mouse I grew up on.
Yeah,
it's, like, it's
they try to remake it and shit look weird.
Yeah, and it's like I don't want to force that on him, but like lately like he's been really big on like. Because he's been to Disneyland now, you know, and, like, as, like, a 3-year-old, like, you look at Disneyland and you're just, like, whoa, like, what's all this shit going on here?
Yeah, and every character is
like,
here.
Well, he's seen the parades. He's been on rides. Mm-hmm. He's been on, like, he's seen the whole fucking nine, bro. And now he goes home. He wants, like, incredible shit.
I've never taken Alice to Disneyland. Would you ever?
All that shit.
I don't know.
Has he ever asked? Has he ever asked you? Oh, okay. He hasn't asked you.
No, he never asked me to go. No.
If you take him, and he's gonna.
I feel like he's gonna. Yeah. Once you take him, I feel like
once you take him, he's gonna want to go all the time. Yeah, want to go there. That's what happened with him, bro. With Jackson. Jackson was just straight up like.
He fucking after that. Guys, not at Legoland though.
Exactly. Yeah, Legoland too, man.
Because he loved
Legoland.
Geeked out. I bet if I take my son to Legoland, he'll fucking be super geeked at like all this like random shit. But yeah, not like
I showed Atlas like hella old cartoons that I fucked with. I mean, probably the newest one that I showed him was like Adventure Time. Fucking loved Adventure
Time. I've never seen a single episode of that.
Adventure Time is amazing.
Adventure Time is fucking dope. That's probably one of my like
writing is fucking so
I consider sweet. That like I still consider that like a newer cartoon.
It is a newer cartoon, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's some shit I'm just like, I can't get into. Like that's one of them.
You know, like, funny? Like Dragon Ball Z. Like, I showed him Dragon Ball Z. Oh, he loves that shit. I showed him Pokemon, like, the Pokemon first movie, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, he loves that shit. Fucking. Oh, no. I guess as he gets older, he's kind of more on his own shit.
Like, yeah, I like that he finds shit on his own.
Voltron, though. Like,
there you go.
Voltron.
Yeah.
Like, those are old.
Yeah, that's old.
That's an old ass show, but the Netflix, like, kind of re-updated that shit.
It's weird to me. When they do that.
Yeah, but he likes that shit a lot. So yeah, I was like, man, this is so weird. Transformers, he hella fucks with Transformers. I mean, that's everything that's up here. I bet you could fuck with the Street Fighter cartoon if I showed him that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? Like the old ass Street Fighter cartoon?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
There was a Mortal Kombat cartoon.
Mortal Kombat is probably the one I know the most. Yeah.
Yeah.
A movie or like no, show?
It was a cartoon.
Like, oh, really?
Like super old. Though.
Yeah, super old. Oh, shit.
I think it's before the movie. That's all, because the movie's pretty fucking old, too.
I'm a
YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube
I'm a YouTube that shit.
YouTube it.
Damn.
We were talking about fucking Street Sharks last episode.
Oh, yeah, Street Sharks.
Street Sharks, fucking street biker sharks. Mice from Mars.
Why Will was sharks?
Talking about that shit.
Too young for those, man.
I remember the sharks one. Not like crazy, but.
And I didn't grow up here, bro, so.
That's because my brother showed me, too.
Remember, like, He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
Where'd you grow up? Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in the Philippines.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you're the second guest that we've had. I think as a. RZA.
I moved right. When I was 11, which is 10 years ago.
Oh, so 10-year challenge.
Did you experience?
Did you? I was low-key about to post that shit. Oh, to be honest, I was like, nah, I don't want to embarrass myself like that, bro. I don't want to get blamed.
Yo, fresh ass.
Fucking fog, bro.
Show my old fobbish tendencies. Yeah, no.
I would need to find a photo of me first from when I was 18. That would be...
bro.
Fuck.
I'll probably have a sick one. I got 14, fucking... I was bro. When I was 18, I was already out of high school because I graduated when I was 17.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not because I was smart. I was just youngest in my grade.
Mm.
I was smart though, but
I don't even want to attempt to look for a photo, bro. Fuck that.
My senior standout best dressed photo. I was rocking the Crooks and Castles.
Where are you?
Oh shit!
Ooh. Sweater.
I had that typical Asian hair, the bowl cut with the bangs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, shit. Bro. Hella fog.
I had that too.
Like we all had that phase.
At one
They're Filipinos.
Yeah, no, I had that. Especially if you got like hella straight hair. Especially if you got like hella straight hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Like my hair is ridiculous.
Like my hair would go like if I grow it.
Yeah, but your shit Afro, is like at least volume down.
Afro
like,
and then it'll go down.
My shit will never
it'll
go down.
It'll go puff and then down.
My shit's just
you're a real Filipino, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never really exceeded like that limit. Like I just like once I see the puff, I get fucking disgusted with myself. So
there's a time I was like, dude, that shit look cool.
Yeah.
Oh no, dude, I look like a fucking chia pet, bro.
Yeah, high school, bro.
You guys ever had long hair?
I had long ass hair, multiple times.
He had long hair.
When I was multiple, I've grown up my hair. Probably like as long as yours is.
Whoa,
those are probably the longest.
Weird as fuck.
I remember one time, when I first met him.
I saw a photo of you.
Yeah, he took his hat off one time. I was like, whoa.
Did you have bangs like that? It goes like this?
No.
No?
I never had
it. How did you have it?
Bangs. Like, I would just put it up, or I would just, like, rock it fucking down. Like, but it would kind of, like,
go across your face, right?
I guess it would kind of cross
Yeah,
face,
I think someone posted, like, a throwback photo with you.
He had a man bun.
I don't know who it was, but
at one point I did, and I had like tapers and fucking fades. When I was a senior,
yeah, I'm gonna keep this until March.
10 years ago, I had fucking
when it's hot.
I had a fat ass mohawk. Like it was. Fat.
That's the one thing I can't get into.
Like
you're my age, right?
I'm 28.
Okay.
When do you turn 28?
May.
Yeah. Mohawk is a no go for me.
Yeah, you had a mohawk.
I've had like hella different mohawks. Like had like a thin one. A fucking wide ass one. I won like just the front, like from here forward, and the back was like a fade.
Yeah.
I had a mullet before.
Damn.
When I was a senior, I graduated, I had a mullet like straight up.
That's how you took the pictures?
Yeah, my senior picture, I had a mullet. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. She was hard.
Damn.
Fuck. Bro, I had so many different haircuts. I mean, bro, and then last year my hair went from fucking purple to pink to fucking gold.
Like, I think I'm gonna dye my hair though, once I cut my hair.
I know. So. I feel like your hair changes every time I see you.
I be getting bored, bro. Like, I think hair is just fun. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do with it today? Like,
he had like the pink hair, he had the purple hair.
It was one of those things like just like hair. It grows back. So like,
yeah,
fuck it, just do it.
Yeah, for real.
I had long dreadlocks.
Yeah?
You had dreads?
Dreads.
Holy fuck, dude. Like, Rastaman.
Almost 10 years ago?
Jeez.
Shit. Yeah. We like met like fucking six years ago.
Like that.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. I want to see a fucking photo of that.
You don't want to see that shit.
Dreadlocks to your chest, bro?
Bro, yeah.
Damn.
Shout out Josh Roll the Radio. Right here, man. I can't find one.
You find somebody. You gotta, bro, if you're gonna have your hair braided, you have to have like the cleanest fade, bro. You can't have nappy braided hair.
Yeah, yeah. I can't have this going like the.
Yeah. Crisp, like it looks fun, like how you have it now, but like if
I was gonna braid it,
like short hairs poking out. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. When I had it that one time, I had to like fucking shave that shit off.
Be like hella clean.
That's crazy.
I had to shave that shit off.
Yeah, is it a process having dreads?
I grew my hair long as fuck, bro.
Wait, so is your hair like naturally curly or?
Nah.
You got it twisted?
It was really hard, yeah.
That shit takes a while.
Yeah, I found some lady in the hood too, bro. It was like off of Skyline. It was like her salon was in her pad. I got it done there and it was fucking.
Especially Asian hair, bro. They're so straight that they have to get it twisted, bro.
Yeah.
To start it.
Yeah, they need a crochet hook.
Yes.
And need to brush it.
Well, yeah. That's why I like curly hair. It comes out a lot easier and faster, I imagine, because you don't got to go through that whole process.
Yeah.
Damn. Lucky motherfuckers.
Yeah. For real.
When I was younger, my later she became my baby mama. But she, like, I had long hair, and she, like, fucking tried locking up, like, the back half of my hair, like, from here back. And I was starting to do it, but then I was just like, nah, like,
this shit looks weird.
No, I liked how it looked, but, like, she just did the first half, like, in one session, because, like, she had her hair in dreadlocks for a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I was trying to do mine, but I was like, nah, that shit ain't for me.
Yeah, you'd be a Rastafari in a couple of days.
I know.
Never, bro.
Nah, she didn't work out. I got the
that shit looks like
short,
a lot of work too.
Blonde hair.
Maintenance.
Yeah, man.
You can shower with it though. Well,
but you have like a special shampoo, right?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I never shampooed my shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the stanky over
you
here.
You gotta dry it to make sure that it don't stay wet and get all like funky.
It was straight though, honestly. It never, to me, it never smelled. You know what I mean?
Because you're used to it, bro.
Maybe.
You just so.
I was over it, bro. I couldn't get no jobs. Ain't no bitches like me.
Yeah.
It's not because of you, bro. It's the hair. It's the smell.
No, it was the fucking hair. It was my braces, too. It was all fucked up.
Damn.
10-year challenge sounds sexy as fuck.
Do it, Don.
You pull hella girls now, bro. Off that photo.
Off that photo.
Starter pack.
No starter pack.
Damn, we out here in a rerun, bro. Episode 33.
Yeah, I'm actually, I like how we were able to do this because we were talking about doing something like this for a while, and we did our last episode with Rossi
inside
Whiskey Locker.
Oh, and then we had the 250 taco giveaway on Saturday at Whiskey Locker.
250? I thought it was 100.
No,
it was
50, bro.
Hold up, that would have been enough for you, bro.
Hell, and you know what? Those are fire too. Those tacos are good.
I saw that. I was like, I was so mad because I was so mad.
Fucking Hanua was just giving out like tickets.
I was so mad because I was still in Seattle when I saw all this like freaking stories of it. I'm just like, fuck.
Well, so there's a little backstory to it. Like, I don't know how long Rossi had been planning on doing the taco giveaway, but, like, he shot a video for the song that he's promoting, Know My Name. We premiered it on the last episode.
Yeah.
And, like, actually, I think it was coming out It's coming out very soon. I don't know if it dropped today, but it's dropping this week for sure. And like, we shot shot a video to it. Fucking Daniel, Will, Kyle, Rossi directed it, and like, I mean, I was there like helping. Just I know I've been on set for them so many fucking times. Like I know like if she's missing or if everybody needs food, like whatever. Yeah. I'll just be a runner. Like I don't even give a fuck. Like I love helping out doing that shit. Mm-hmm. And fucking, so the first, like, the opening scene, like, Rossi's wearing this fucking blonde, like, wig. It's yeah. like a fuck, it's like a blonde, like rocker wig. We went to
the puffy ass one?
Yeah, we went to this fucking costume store up in, like, Kearney. And, like, this fool found it, and was just, I was like, bro, you got to get that shit. Like
he was, like, geeking out he just, like,
you
can wait, was that the one from your guys' story, that one
yeah,
time?
Yeah, oh, as soon as he put it on, he was just like, saw, dude. Like, saw, dude. He was, like, in character. We were, like, fucking dying. So this was like, yeah, I'm going to rock this shit, like, in the video. And then fucking, like, so the whole premise is that he's, like, working at this fucking taco shop and, like obviously he's a nobody. Like, no yeah. one knows him, you know what I mean? And he's, like... He like found this sick ass taco shop with these fire like Miami Dolphin like San Antonio Spur like colorway. It's like orange and teal, right?
Yeah.
And it's on like it's on Imperial, and so he was just had this idea like yo like we should do like a he's like we should just do this scene and kind of style it in this way where it's like suave bear toes like it's like a suave city like taco shop. You yeah. know what yeah. I mean? So like, I was like yeah cool. So I like showed him this like script or whatever, and I like. Free-handed on this apron, so he's wearing like a suave bear toes apron that. Like in the video, and this shit starts off like they didn't know me, now they know my name, you know yeah, what I mean? And yeah. he's all like he comes outside, he's holding a fucking teal like frying pan and shit yeah. like there's like fire coming out of it, and then like then you hear like these dogs barking and he just takes off running down the street, his fucking blonde wig is like yeah. bouncing and shit yeah. like it's just funny as fuck, bro. So like taking that whole idea of like that first scene in Know My Name of like Suave Bertos, like he just channeled that energy into like this taco giveaway. So the pop up turned into like Suave Bertos like pop up shop.
That's
you know?
Dope.
All the merch was like
yo, branded. That one's dope. The merch.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Suave Bertos.
They were good.
Thanks,
they're
bro.
Fire, bro.
Thanks, yo.
Oh, it's that one design. The
yeah.
Cursed
but I wish yeah. I wish the white hoodie had the teal in it though.
It does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The letters are teal, then it has a black outline and drop shadow, then there's like an orange like outline around the drop shadow.
Oh, okay. Because so. I only saw I saw a shirt that has the teal and orange one, but mm-hmm. on the white hoodie, I only saw orange.
Oh, no. No, they all had it. There's okay, like all three sure. colors, yeah.
I was about to hit up Ross. I was like, yo, save me one. Yeah. Save me one, bro.
Man, shout out everyone that pulled up to that. That was fun.
Because I was still in Seattle then.
We took the actual like freehand that I drew on the apron and like vectored that and used that same fucking graphic for the merch and yeah. shit like that. So Rashi's on deck with it. Hit him if you guys hungry for that shit. That's Swab just
fire,
bro. Come to oh, where's that at? Where's Swaberto's at?
Nowhere, bro.
Yeah, so Corazon the Torta came through with the fire tacos, bro. Corazon used to post up like right there on Commercial Street, like right across from where I do all the printing.
Mm. So, oh yeah.
So
yeah.
like yeah, their black truck would always be right there.
I feel like they're the ones that are like right there, and aren't they the ones?
They're
in
always
Chula
on
Vista?
Third Ave.
Third
yeah,
Ave, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
CV Brewery.
That's dope that they're pretty active, at, like.
Because yeah. I feel like yeah. I've had those tacos before, like when I was eating them, yeah. I was just like, these fucking taste so familiar.
Yeah, and
drunk nights
maybe
out
in
there,
North Park
drunk
too.
Nights.
Yeah.
Be all over the place, bro.
Yeah, shout out them, man. Those were fire. A lot of people pulled up too. Had themselves a free lunch, you know. Shout out Rossi for pulling that through. 24 hours was there too.
I know. A friend of mine came up. He told me, he's like, yo, how the fuck you know Ross, bro? And then I asked him. I was like, who? Like, why'd you go there? He's like, oh, to meet 24, bro. I was like, damn, bro. Like everybody just comes up and it's like have fun, bro. Like
hell yeah,
just go out there.
Yeah,
no,
and he's been
hang
to a
out.
Couple of his events, like, and he's yeah. just always just chilling and mingling with everybody. People come up to him, you know, talk to him and shit.
After that night, Rossi was like, "Oh, I'm fucking." He's like, "Oh yeah, like they want me to go to the studio." He's like, "I'm fucking tired. I'm wiped out." And I was like, "Dog, just go. Like, just go to the studio, whatever." So later on, bro, he calls me like 1 a.m. I hadn't seen him since like the whole event passed, whatever. He's like, dog, I just left the studio. Like, I got this song with like blah, blah, blah. Like, he starts telling me all this shit. Bro, he teased it on his story like earlier today. He's got a song with fucking 24 and Casey Veggies. I'm like, bro, like,
Casey Veggies.
That's a
Casey Veggies.
I'm gonna play this shit for you guys right now.
Oh
it's exclusive.
Who's got the charger?
Oh shit, I don't. Of all the things I have here, I don't have a fucking charger.
Same.
Damn. Casey Veggies, bro. I remember I heard Casey Veggies.
Oh, Will, like, I'm gonna send it to you.
All right, bet.
You can't play it on the episode, but
okay, yeah. Real exclusive.
Yeah, but we can slap this.
So exclusive, we can't play it.
I can play my laptop.
Oh, there you go.
Damn, shout out Casey Veggies, man. Fucking some of his earlier mixtapes, considered classics.
Hell yeah, the fucking, which was the one with, like, the green cover? Not the, not the Sleeping in Class ones. It was, like, the,
Life Changes, I
Life
think.
Life Changes.
Bro, I fuck with Life
There was this
changes.
One that he had, like, the number life, three on it. I think that might have been the same one, maybe. It's like the number three on it. He had, like, a couple.
It could have been either Sleeping in Class.
I always liked him and Dom. Like, him and Dom Kennedy was, yeah. Like,
what
really
happened
dope,
to Dom,
so.
Bro?
Half a mil, bro.
Half a mil, Dom, man. Actually, he's re-imaged. Yeah. He's a grown man.
He's a grown man. I think I was talking to fucking...
Hit-Boy resurrected him, man.
For real.
To Jordan about that, just saying, like, yeah, at some point I kind of stopped listening to Dom, but then, like, more recently, like, bro, he just kept...
We've had this conversation before. I remember, like, I was telling you, I was like, yo, like, I fuck with Dom Heavy. Like, that's probably, like, one of my, like, favorite artists ever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I feel like...
And definitely there was a point where it was for me, too. Yeah, I feel like I just need to go back and, like, give the shit solid.
But I feel like if you're from San Diego, bro, you definitely fuck with Dom.
No, oh, for sure.
Like, you have to.
Bro, like, Dom was one of the first artists that I seen perform live, like, ever, bro. Yeah. Where I was, like, super stoked to see him. Like, I seen him perform at Deco's. If y'all even know what Deco's is. Now it's, like, McFadden's.
Oh, McFadden's.
But like, Deco's, that was when I was, like, I was probably barely 18. Yeah. I seen him perform at Porter's Pub at UCSD. Fucking Rock the Bells.
I seen my House of Blues do the Yellow album.
I didn't see that one, but I seen Soma. I seen Get Home Safely too.
Yeah, I was there at Get Home Safely too.
I wrote an article on that fucking show, and fucking they shit got published in the Reader. I was gassed on that. Yeah, when I was young too, bro. Whenever Get Home Safely fucking came out, and I was so gassed on it that I like just kept like the fucking like little article clipping in my wallet for like the longest time.
I bought a sweater off his dad.
Dom Kennedy.
Off Dom Kennedy. His dad was like selling merch in the little like front area.
Jesus.
The sweater was pretty expensive.
Hey, what up, Pops?
I was able to, like, we were able to get a pic with him, too, so that was cool. But, yeah, his dad was selling the merch. I thought that was, when I saw that, I was just like, damn, that's dope. Like, he's having, like, his family out here. And, like, he's willingly, like, out here just selling that shit, too.
I'm going to just play this shit for us.
Ooh.
Yeah,
new news.
We can talk over this, but just you guys can.
Yeah, let's talk over it so no one hears it because this is an exclusive joint.
Super exclusive.
Here. Dice Roll the Radio. Hold on. Where is it at?
No, Helen.
Helen Airhorn.
Yeah, bro. And then his verse is snapping.
Shout out Dice Roll the Radio.
I gotta send those
Dice Roll the motherfucking radio.
I gotta send those drops to Mondi still. Shout out Mondi.
I can hear Rossi again down to this shit.
Right? Hell yeah, Mondi got a new song to drop too.
Yeah,
already.
I like this last project. I told him that too. Like when I seen him, I was just like, "Yo, bro, I just want to tell you, I fuck with that House on the Hill shit." Because I don't know. First, I think Hit-Boy is probably like top three producers to me ever. Like not even like on some like you know bias or shit of California. Like I just think Hit-Boy is fucking like one of the greatest producers in our time.
I don't even know what that half a mil song was that I was slapping the other day. I remember feeling so fucking gassed when I heard that shit.
He made Goldie, N-Words in Paris, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had all the half a mil shit is fucking crazy. He made Sicko Mode, bro. Like, that's like the hottest song of 2018.
Really? I didn't know that.
He has part production in Sicko Mode, bro, and Travis. And then I think it might have been not the Tay East part with Drake, but there's like four producers on that song now that I really
for
think
Sicko
about
Mode?
It.
Oh, yeah.
For Sicko Mode. Shit. Cause you got like that Tay East guy who's killing shit with Drake.
500 band click is like the shit that I was bumping. That shit's hard.
I think he might have been the first part, like where Drake was like, "Sun is down, freezing cold." Mm. That's it, boy. I think. I don't know. Don't quote me. No fact checking here.
Fact check. 24 hours.
Though.
That shit, bro. No, he didn't send it to me yet. He's going to have a song with Rob Stone and J305.
There it is.
There it is, bro.
I didn't say that shit close enough to the mic.
Oh, bro, what? No one heard you say that.
Fire.
I'm fucking just stoked, bro. This year's been crazy. That's only fucking, what, 2 weeks in?
14th, bro. We're in the 14th. Today's the 14th. January 14th.
I started the year good, man. Shit. I feel like everybody did.
Yeah.
Because a lot of bullshit happened in 2018. I think a lot of people are just trying to, like...
My year.
You know? Trying to go, like, maneuver through it. Because, like, a lot of shit was, like, coming from all different angles in 2018.
Yeah, I feel like 2018 was about surviving.
We're just kind of, like, adapting. Like, yeah, you know?
It's like these little caterpillars. Like, they just not trying to get eaten by a bird every day. And now everybody woke up January 1st, like, I'm a motherfucking butterfly, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's just so much shit going on you have to adapt to. Earth, and just...
Hey, everybody, it's my year, fool.
This is Casey. He definitely has, like, a distinct voice.
I only feel comfortable, like, playing this for you guys right now because he already teased it, like...
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing from Casey Veggies and 24th Lawyers.
Is he still...
Yeah, you're going to have to fucking cut that shit out of the fucking audio right now.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't own Carrots no more, huh? The brand?
No idea.
What brand?
Is it Anwar's?
Yeah. Oh, Carrots? I thought that was, like, Anwar. No.
Wasn't he part ownership of that?
I don't think so.
No, it probably was. He probably does, bro. Yeah. Who fucking knows?
I like that brand.
Yeah.
That was at Zoomies for a while. Is it still there?
Really? They were in Zoomies?
Yeah, Carrots. I've seen Carrots.
Really?
Well, because it used to be Peas and Carrots International, right? Now it's just Carrots?
Yeah, it just says Carrots.
Oh, so...
Because now Carrots is fucking taking off, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I assumed that once it's in Zoomies, it's like...
Were they expensive?
It's there for like, you know... Like
right now, yes. But I don't know back then.
Because, I mean, Zoomies is fucking everywhere, so...
Yeah, we're gonna carry Carrots in here.
Really?
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Oh shit.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like a hella fits the vibe.
It will.
No, it does. I would think that'd be perfect in here.
More colors.
What's a brand that you like want to have in here? Like you would want. Like if you had to pick one, like just like set you over
that's
the
a
top.
Good question.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a hard question.
Yeah, that's
it's not just like a spot on question. It has to be like,
cause like, yeah. Well, I'll let you answer. Go for it, bro. Answer your question.
I can't even answer that.
Really?
Because there's no answer.
Obviously, you have Rottweiler in here already, so it's like another brand.
Top, you know?
Yeah, Rottweiler's.
Why sell anything else?
That's all you need.
Turn this shit to Rottweiler.
Though, like, bro, when I was in Chicago the last time, I got to go to the RSVP gallery and just like checking out the shit that they have. Like, I've been obsessed with K-Vamp. Like, I don't have any pieces from them, but like. Just seeing, like, the quality of their shit fucking inspires me so much. Like, that's definitely a brand where, like, I could, like, if I were to have a shop ever, like, I would want to carry that. Like, just that style of shit where it's, like, very unique, very street meets fashion. Not overdoing it, like, very subtle.
That's what I like.
Quality?
Yeah, very quality. I mean, bro, but, like, I go to Fashion Valley and I like going to Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
Like, that's my shit. Like,
they have good stuff there.
Bloomingdale's always has really good shit. Like,
yeah, they do.
Really nice shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, the men's section in Nordstrom is cool, but they just kind of have stupid shit. Like, they have, like, Givenchy and, like...
It's, like, random.
It's kind of stupid. Like,
it's random.
They have Givenchy next to Hugo Boss. It's
freaking random.
Just, like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's just random. Yeah, it's fucking random as fuck.
It's very random.
Like, they have good shit, but it's just, like...
It's, like, hidden pieces, bro. Like, you just gotta fucking look for it.
Yeah.
Fashion Valley?
The Nordstrom and Fashion Valley. But, like, at Bloomingdale's, they have departments. Like, it's a traditional
department store. So, you'll see... Yeah, exactly.
Where they have, like, they have, like, the... damn, I can't remember the name of that brand. It's, like...
Have they always had a Gucci store there?
Yeah, they have a Gucci of fashion.
No, I know, like, they do. I know they have it now, but, like, I was, like, looking at it the other day, and I was like, has that always been there?
I'm pretty sure it's moved locations a couple times.
Because I was looking at that shit, and I was like, because they got, like, the whole Louis Vuitton treatment, too, with, like armed security guards and fucking earpieces and shit, like, the fucking president's about to walk in and shit, but...
They used to have a fucking Barney's co-op upstairs, like, by, like, where Abercrombie is, like, and that was, like, the fucking
Abercrombie.
You have a Barney's next to Abercrombie. That's even more...
No, like, I think it was, like, it was just, like, where, like, in the vicinity of where Abercrombie, like, used to be, but Abercrombie was, like, down on the other end, like, I don't know.
Do you think malls account for that, like, being in a mall? Like, do you think, like, the mall accounts for, like, stores being next to each other?
Like, in proximity? Sure, yeah, bro.
I never like really pay attention to it, but it's just like, you know what, Hollister being across from Abercrombie makes sense.
or
because it's the same lane. It's like it's the same lane
because it's like San Diego used to be across the street from you too. And what was that, like Outback Steakhouse? Now that's opening up right there.
Whatever. Everything's at Broken Yolk.
I don't know. Oh, Broken Yolk. What?
Did they open it already?
I say that shit like Broken Yolk's fire. It's not.
Scotch and Soda. Scotch and Soda is like a higher end Abercrombie. Abercrombie is like a higher end Hollister.
What's the other one?
Like Scotch and Soda.
Yeah.
There's like three. There's like
Abercrombie. Arrow?
In Vegas next
American Eagle. I think I was thinking of.
American Eagle Arrow. Aeropostale?
Aeropostale. Yeah.
That shit was trash.
Trash. Yeah, I don't like that one.
That's the high school. I mean, middle school
really?
Days.
Really? Agenda Magic Social and Project days. Are all happening the same day? Damn, that's wild.
Yeah, so Vegas is nothing but fashion. Like, if you're trying to do
something. I'm definitely going.
I think definitely. I'm going to ISS. It's like a screen printing trade show this weekend. And, or not think. I mean, I got to go to fucking that shit because I got to go for work.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to Vegas this weekend?
Don't they?
I am going to Vegas this weekend.
I looked into that trade show, actually. Subtle. I've never been there. Is it dope?
Well, for printing, like if you want to figure out new techniques of like printing shit, yeah.
But there's not like blanks and stuff like that.
You want to learn to print like a wizard.
That's where I met AS Color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I met them at Agenda.
Mm-hmm. I know, but they had like, if you're looking for blanks, like, ISS is good for that, for sure.
There you go, man.
I met this dude who was like producing all of the Pink Dolphin shit in Mexico for them.
Mexico.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that was like a couple years back, so I don't know what they're doing now, but I remember that shit for a minute.
Yeah, have you caught anybody like trying to like shoplift?
I'm here?
In here?
No, I haven't.
I feel like it's been pretty good.
Thank freaking goodness.
Dude. Yeah. I feel like they respect the shop enough to like not steal.
Yeah.
And it's
stupid.
Yeah, it's a homie feel. It's just like you come in here, you're welcome. You know, like there's no need for you to steal.
Do you have like a set of like things that go down? Like if that were to go down, like fucking
a protocol.
A protocol.
You just drag
for
them
it
out to this hallway. Yeah. And beat their ass.
Yeah, exactly. Bro.
That's what I was saying. Like, is there a certain like layout of things to go down?
You just ask them like, "Hey, yo."
People are stupid, bro.
Get a fucking torture
they
pit
get
in the
mad
back.
Because stupid. They get mad for me checking them because they're jacking my ass. Like, motherfucker,
it's like,
of course I'm going to check you, bitch. Mm. Like,
that's funny. You have, like, secret shoppers around?
Yeah, for the holidays we did.
Ooh.
Yeah, the homie was working. He's just
security,
looked like a shopper, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Which would be pretty easy in here, I'd imagine. You just fucking dress normal.
Dress normal.
Sometimes I'm like,
what the hell's
just dress normal. Like, not like normal, but, like, just wear some fucking shit that would be appealing in here, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. The lucky, no one.
I'm curious, so like, if like one day it's just like someone does do that, like, what would be the
thing to do?
What would be the
thing like
to
do? Like he said, bro, just drag him
in the
back and
room,
beat his ass,
throw him in the fucking like
just
spike
find
pit or something.
The blind spot where the camera's not hidden and just whoop the fuck out of him.
I feel like you can't see him there. It's right there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, take them in the bag where you guys have like those photo shoots and shit.
Yeah.
Start fucking beating them up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
Do you guys install a non-chase policy like some of these
departments? Yeah. I wonder. Because I feel like
how many Jordan chase somebody all the way to the Target?
Because I know a lot of
all the way to the Target.
A lot of stores like right have that.
Bro. like outside to the parking lot.
Because I know a lot of stores have that. Like,
no chase policy. Best Buy doesn't have it. I have a homie that works at a loss prevention at Best Buy, and they don't have that. Yeah, they don't. You can't chase them.
You just call
once they're out of the store.
Yeah, exactly.
Once they're out of the store, you can't.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Like when they're in the store, you can just like prevent them from going out.
Well, it's because they're not paying. They're not paying for your liability, basically. Yeah. So if you go out and go fucking Ray Lewis somebody outside the store,
you get hurt, then
and you like
that's on you.
Yeah, if you've like fractured your arm or something, they're like, well, we're not asking you to do that. So
he knows.
Also, the person that's doing the fucking stealing, like if they get hurt, they could sue.
Yeah.
How stupid is that sounds?
That's stupid.
It's like, why are you suing? I got caught stealing.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I got emotional damages from this person tackling me
public
from shoplifting their store.
I guess I was stealing
from
their shop.
Well, it's kind of like, there's a thing, I think it's in California only, where like, if someone were to rob your house, and if you shoot that person and they survive, they can sue you.
So you shoot to kill.
Yeah.
So like, so if someone were to like,
not to maim, just to fucking, that's a kill. Headshots.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like you can't. You're not allowed to just kill someone. Like even in the like in a sense of like armed robbery, like you have to. Like I don't know. Like, you just like you can't shoot somebody.
So what can you do?
I don't know. Just call the cops. Call your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. I don't fucking know. That's at this point. They're just kind of letting you know. Like you can't do things on your own. That's, I think that's fucking stupid. But
that's dumb. That's stupid.
And then with this whole thing, yeah, it's like if I stop some asshole stealing from me, and then he fucking like, I don't know, bruised his leg, and then he can sue me for emotional damages and shit. Like, all right.
For me, I just want my shit back.
Yeah, I just want my shit back, bro. Like,
I'm gonna have to do anything. Just give it back, and then we're done. That's it.
Bro, go make some fucking money, bro. Go collect the fucking.
Seriously,
there's not ways
to
make
that. I be seeing like fucking like 40-year-old people trying stealing. To steal some shit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get that, bro.
I seen some shit on Twitter where like so these two like women were trying to rob a fucking like Bed Bath and not Bed Bath and Beyond. What's the store up there? The candles and shit. Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
They got caught and they like were like making such a scene. They would grab a whole rack of candles and just start throwing it at the employees and breaking
the
it.
Fuck?
It's like, why, bro? That's nuts. Like, who raised you? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, bro, $5. Come on.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's really not.
And then you get put on the internet and then like the security guards come pulling you up and you're all like.
For all you thieves out there, don't be stupid.
Yeah, bro. We're going to name that episode. Don't be stupid. Spell it S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
That way they pronounce it like that. But
oof. Rossi just announced an hour ago, No, My Name is dropping tomorrow.
Oh,
there it is.
Thank you, Rossi. Need some new news.
Yo, the yo, cover's fire.
Oh, good looking, G. That's the fucking flip the Clockwork Orange. Yeah.
That shit was dope.
Yeah,
that movie is crazy, bro.
That movie is wild. I remember watching that shit like in high school. Like, we were watching it in the living room of my parents' house, and I was just like, I was like, fuck. Wait. Like, this, like, I didn't know anything about it. I knew it was a savage ass movie, but I kept like, I was watching, and I was like, damn, this bitch is getting raped. Like, oh, fuck. Like, all this crazy shit's happening. I was like, fuck, I hope my parents don't wake up. Like, I was nervous, bro. I was like, damn, what the fuck put me on this movie? I used to watch fucked up movies as a kid, bro. Yeah. Requiem for a Dream, same. Fucking Kids. Like, I was so into just watching.
I would feel,
like,
I've felt classic, that the like, opposite. Like, I'll be watching shit, and then like say like my parents will walk in the room, and I'll be like, shit, like they're about to see this. Rather than the other way, where like my parents are watching some shit, and they're like, oh, I don't want my kid watching this.
Oh,
I'll be like,
yeah.
I'll be sitting there and be like watching some crazy shit. They walk in the room like. I don't think they want to watch this, or like I don't think I want them to know that I'm watching some shit like this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how I was. I mean,
yeah, I was like that.
Trying to watch it on the low.
I hope they don't like switch channel. Fuck.
Have you guys ever watched Showdown in like Little Tokyo? I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some like old movie. I think the guy that plays Drogo is in it, and like Bruce Lee's kids in it actually too. But like that one, yeah.
That's what I forgot to fucking visit.
What?
The fucking
Bruce Lee cemetery thing.
What kind of Asian are you?
Bro. Bro, I was up there.
Your Asian cards were booked.
I was up there, but I had to, you know, there's no time, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have thought about that, to be honest,
too.
Yo,
and you've been traveling. You just got back, right?
Yeah, I did.
From Seattle?
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, I started my year right, bro.
That's good, man. I want to travel
more
this year.
I want to go to Seattle.
That's what I want to do. Like, I just want to fucking... live, bro. Like,
yeah,
travel, bro.
I
see the
Mexico,
world,
bro. But like, not TJ. You know what I mean? I want to go,
yeah. Like in Mexico,
like Mexico City, Guadalajara, kind of thing.
But I'm trying to,
deep.
Like,
I want to try and, like, travel down there.
Trying to go to Japan.
Trying to go, like,
trying to do Europe.
Japan. Yeah,
I want to go Brazil.
Like Brazil, Europe, bro. Cool. For 2 weeks, like, just travel, like, city to city.
I got my flight to Chicago already,
bro.
Yeah.
Fucking 31st to the 4th.
Nice.
Fly.
Yeah.
What was that?
Three, I think.
Okay.
Round trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little less than that, cause I'm going like Thursday to Monday.
That's not too bad.
Nah, it's bro, I love going out there, bro.
I've never been. That's I think that's gonna be my next one.
Chicago's dope.
Chicago.
I haven't been there in a while.
But I'm not gonna go by myself though, cause I don't know anybody out there.
I'm gonna
ask someone. Yo, let's go.
They gonna pray on you.
I know, bro. Like, at least in Seattle, I know. Like, I have a couple friends that live out there.
What'd you do out there? I remember when we were first walking into Rerun, you were telling me like,
"Oh yeah, I just want, nature." Yeah, I just wanted to shoot and just kind of like
travel and shoot.
Yeah, like check the city out, you know. So we went like this dope ass falls, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, it's unreal, bro.
Seattle?
Yeah. There's a lot of shit out there. People don't think that it's like a city to be in.
It sounds like there's a lot of shit.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of shit out there.
I haven't seen you post many photos from it.
Oh, no, I haven't. I just got back. I haven't.
You got like the story, though, going on.
Oh, yeah. That's what I want. See, that's the thing. Like, travels, I want to make a highlight of every travel that I did.
Aren't the neighborhoods trippy because they get like seasons and so you see like fucking bare ass trees.
Yeah.
Was it's it like weird. Drizzling the whole time?
No, it wasn't. I was lucky.
Oh,
it was
really?
Yeah. So the first when I landed,
you went to Pike Place Market.
Yeah, like the normal tourist spot, like you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Gum Wall.
The Gum Wall.
Yeah.
That was just.
Oh, you went to Portland?
Nah, that's just to show some friends. Five? Yeah. Oh, shit. But yeah, so like going there is the falls right there. That's the falls right there, bro.
I wonder if I take a tree, like bring it back down over here.
On the plane? Can't you as a carry-on?
I don't know.
You can.
Carry-on. Oh.
You could, but I don't know if it'll survive though, you know?
It's, bro, that shit was insane, bro.
That shit was crazy. That's a big-ass waterfall. Insane.
Yeah, damn.
Super majestic.
And then right here, my friend told me in this, what is that? There's this big-ass mountain that you can hike.
Rattlesnake Lake?
Yeah, he told me that there's a guy that fell.
Oh, like recently?
Fine. Yeah, recently. So they have a sign there before you
start. Says don't fall, stupid.
At the start of the trail, it's like there's a
oh my god,
like
gosh.
A fucking picture of the guy that fell. There's like a cross. There's a whole thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and just like cliff and stable. Bro,
this fucking y'all are stupid. All warming your hands on the video of the fire on the fucking phone.
We were playing Christmas songs too, bro. It was like, yo, dude. Winter Wonderland, bro.
That's hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun, man. It was fun. I just got to like nature, shoot, you know, snow, some trees.
I want to go to New York this year too.
I went last year.
Sick. I haven't been to New York in a minute,
dude. But I want to go back because the last time I went, it was
too cold,
humid.
Oh, it was humid.
Because a storm was coming. So I was like, it was hot, bro. And
like you're in the islands again.
Yeah, bro. And then in the subway, it's like a freaking sauna, bro. You're getting deep fried in there.
Summer or like September?
Yeah, September. I flew at 9/11, bro.
Oh,
I flew on 9/11.
Burnt.
I flew on
well, yeah, two. It's just,
bro,
I think that's the safest day to fly, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. But like, bro, I was so scared because it's like, bro, it's 9/11, bro.
It's 9/11.
Damn. But yeah, no, oh,
brother, you would think this guy like, stinks.
Strict, right? On that day.
Yeah.
When I was going in the freaking TSA, they just let us go.
Yeah,
they're just like, go in. Like,
we're not checking for y'all.
Yeah, bro. I feel like they're just like, if shit happens, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like, nah, we did this shit on 9/11 last year, bro. Like, you like, good. Like,
exactly.
Damn.
But yeah, bro. I want to go back for sure.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, go back. Company games, trip. Man. Rerun.
Yeah, y'all about to say.
Let's go. Company trip.
Ask your boss, man. Ask the guy.
Company trip right here, done.
Yeah, bro. I want to hit some spots this year too, bro. I just want to go to the Bay. Can I just take a fucking couple days and go to the Bay? Bro?
I'm down to go to the Bay
too. I want to go to the Bay too.
I'm down. Have you guys been to Point Reyes? It's like 2 hours out from San Francisco.
North.
Yeah, north.
Bro,
it's
when
so
I was
dope.
In Seattle, bro. I was telling you this shit. I went to SAM, the Seattle Art Museum, bro. Like. Fucking pro tip, if you go the last hour that they're open, they're open until 5, I think, like most days. I think Mondays they're closed.
Yeah,
like you can fucking, you just pay like a donation, so basically you can pay fucking $1, $5, $10, whatever you want, but like their tickets range from like 15 to 25, I think. So like I think we paid like $5 like each just to fucking go in, and they have like Basquiat paintings. Like,
that'd be so dope to just fucking check out.
They have a big ass Basquiat, like 10 feet tall, bro, 10 by 10. And then right across, like Caddy Corner, there's a spot called Vaughn's 1000 Spirits.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that,
bro. That shit is so fire. Yeah, I was telling you the Scratch Kitchen, like sourdough. They have like scratch made like sourdough bread, sourdough pasta, like. They have this like sourdough pasta with macaroni. It's like macaroni and cheese with this pasta and then like with salmon in it and mushrooms, bro. It's like so fire. I remember there's like dispensaries out there. So I remember we went to the dispensary and like everything's legal out there, right? So
recently,
it was last year. It was like last summer with wasn't the summer. It was, I think it was like, I don't know, bro. Actually, I don't know when the fuck it was, because it was like drizzling the whole time. So I was like, this shit can't be summer. But
was it easy, like, getting some dough out there?
Yeah, dude,
it's easy out there.
Like,
my friend was like
going into a 7-Eleven, yeah, bro.
My friend was like, you want to go get something? I'm like, bro, I don't feel like doing that. Let's just get drunk, bro.
Yeah.
Let's just get drunk, bro. I don't want to do all that.
But like, yeah, bro, we got super lit. And but we walked from downtown, like Pike Place Market to the Space Needle. And it was like 2 miles or something.
Oh, it's not that far.
It was a nice little walk to the city. We walked, and then after that, it got dark, and we just took a lift.
It's quick,
back to the Airbnb. Yeah, it was tight. It was tight, bro.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, at the base of the Space Needle, they have the Museum of Pop Culture.
Yeah.
Some cool shit.
I didn't go there though. I was just because that was the last day on Sunday. That's when I went, and that's when I come back here.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't really have time to just like fuck around.
The Sunday that we were there, because the Saturday was our event. Sunday we fucking we rented a whip. No, we rented a whip from Saturday until Sunday, and so like we drove down to Portland.
3 hours.
Like, all day, all day in fucking Portland. We got like fucking donuts,
voodoo donuts. Yo, I heard the line is crazy there.
It wasn't actually that bad when we went, because we went like some retarded late ass night shit. But Jay from 5 and a Dime had told me to check out two spots, and like we hit those up. One of them was like this, like they were both I don't know, they were fire. It was some good food shit. But then like we went to like a karaoke bar. We met up with fucking Gianna. You remember Gianna? DM Gianna on Instagram.
Gianna.
She cool. I think she worked for Nike or some shit.
Ooh, Nike.
She like told us about this like karaoke spot, so we hit that. Bro, they take karaoke so serious out there. Like, they're fucking like professional like singers and shit, and they're like doing karaoke. She was like wild. It was
probably
like a fucking performance, like
Nirvana.
And then,
that's crazy.
And then we just drove back, and we drove straight to the airport, and we got to the airport back in Seattle like fucking 4 or 5 in the morning, and then hopped on our flight like an hour later.
Yeah.
Back to San Diego.
Some good music came out of Seattle.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Yep.
Macklemore.
90s grunge.
There it is.
I got a question. Was the karaoke like spot full of Filipinos?
Full of Asians? Koreans?
I was fucked up in Portland.
Everybody looked Asian.
Everybody looked Asian.
I looked Asian, bro. My eyes was fucking on this shit.
Damn. Falling back like that, too.
Yeah, bro. I was...
That's where you have to go. Yeah, the voodoo donuts. When you go.
2019, bro. Let's travel, man.
No, for real. That's one of my thing, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, because I remember doing the fucking episode, like, when I got back.
Oh, it was that day, huh?
We were, like, fucking... Oh, no, I think that was when I got back from Chicago.
Chicago has some best food.
Oh, you did come back from Chicago. Yeah, because that was that day. That was the time that, like, fucking Sergey booked your flight, like, on the spot. Like we were on an episode while you were discussing it.
Yeah.
And then
he
calls
me.
He's
like, "You trying to go?" I was like,
"Yeah." And then like
the
last episode, yeah, you came back that same night and we talked about it.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Fucking what else? No, but yeah, some of those J's that I bought in Seattle, we fucking smoked those on various episodes of Dice Roller.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, damn.
We've been kind of weed free for a couple episodes now.
True. Needs to be
know,
fixed.
You guys look like you're getting lit over there. Or just vaping.
Or just vaping.
Is that a Juul?
Yeah, it's just a Nick. You know, that's the rush. I'm just looking for the rush.
The rush?
The head rush. The head rush.
I'm
right here, bro.
That shit looked like it was already taken off by you guys.
That's half water now.
Yeah, but yeah,
very
man,
watered down.
I would encourage everyone to travel 2019. Get
travel
out
more,
get
travel
out
more, guys.
And explore the world.
Just find some cheap fucking tickets. And
no,
go
seriously,
somewhere.
That's what I'm trying to do. Like, because if you buy the ticket,
rent a whip and go
if
anywhere.
You buy the ticket, you have to go. Like, you can't go back. Yeah. You just spent the money already. Like.
And plan it ahead. I mean, that's when they're that's when they're cheaper, you know. Like,
oh, yeah, true.
Like that's like not like fucking like months in advance, but like if you even look as far as like say you want to go to San Francisco and you don't want to drive, take a flight, probably less than like $200 for a back trip.
Comfort zone.
Like,
yeah, get out
one
of your
way
zone
right now. Like
shit.
There's like Southwest, they be doing like deals and shit for like one way to San Fran, it's like $49.
Dog, honestly, I spent the weekend at my parents' house. Like, I just, like, me and my son just kicked it up there with them, and we just crashed there both nights. Like, and I just felt like I was in a staycation. Woke up, ate breakfast with my parents. Haven't done that shit in a minute, bro. Yeah.
Like, how would your family?
Yeah, it just felt cool. It was, like, you know, do some shit. Get out of your house. Stop. Get off
Netflix. Do it. Get out of your house.
Do it.
Bro, just speaking of Netflix, do it. I know we're about to wrap up, but, yo, like, okay, I watched this movie last night.
Bird Box.
Actually, Bird Box was on the TV today. I was kind of popping in and out watching it, but it was like, I don't know.
We haven't covered Bird Box. Do you guys all watch Bird Box?
I have.
You watched it?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
That's all right. It's just...
I didn't think
don't
it was
spoil the ending for me. I haven't seen it.
I don't, think it's a super hype.
Yo, okay, so did you watch fucking Bandersnatch?
Nah.
I did. It's fuck.
I think I told you not
you
to
did,
watch it.
Yeah, you did tell me, and I did
it
anyway.
It's confusing, bro.
Yeah.
Bird Box, to me, was... good in a sense of like getting people like suspense.
Yeah, that's
it
what
did
it
the
is.
Job.
That's what it's supposed
Sandra
to.
I don't think yeah. it deserves yeah. the hype that it
is
got.
It good? I'm low key want to watch it.
Just watch it. Just
watch it.
It, bro.
I mean, it's there. Sandra Bullock's
anyway,
low key under.
Anyways, all right, go ahead.
I'm just mad they didn't actually show it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was. I'm not gonna say that.
You spoiled this
they
show.
Didn't show.
Fuck that.
They didn't show
nobody.
Nobody. Then you don't know what that means, so y'all didn't ruin nothing. Watch, you're gonna watch
it.
No,
I watched the first half of it today, bro. I was cooking. I was whipping up a little something.
But
you know, you don't know what that means, though. They didn't show.
I do know. I was looking forward to seeing it. I was gonna watch it and be like, "What the fuck? This thing look like?
What thing? See,
exactly.
Now you're assuming. That's your fault. I didn't say nothing.
That's your fault.
You're assuming. You're already assuming.
Stupid.
Bruh. I just said that my thing was they didn't show.
Okay, I'm gonna ask y'all a question, and I'm gonna like finish it by like you know telling you guys my little side. Okay, what's like the oldest movie you've watched recently, or like a movie that's like okay, like talk about 10-year challenge, like. Have you seen like a movie that's like kind of old, like that you remember from your childhood or some shit like that? That you
Blood In, Blood Out.
You watched that recently?
Yeah,
Starship Trooper.
You seen that recently?
Yeah, Starship
Trooper. I
watched
The Signs like the other day.
For real?
The Signs.
Damn, y'all watched some good ass movies. Yeah. Those are good ass fucking movies.
Yeah. Starship Trooper is still kind of like.
Vatos Locos Forever, fool.
Blood In, Blood Out.
Bro,
you guys ever watch Colors?
Yeah. You know another one, bro? Speaking of all these like old like movies like that, like I watched American Me. Like,
dude, I haven't seen like
what is it?
In a while.
American Me. It's like
is that the one with the chick on the cover with all the rose petals?
No, it's about wait, what? I don't know what that is, but like it's about
sounds like
what's that? It's that movie that's known for. What's that Mexican dude's name? He's in everything, like or he's like OG.
He plays a gangster in every movie.
There's like I forgot his fucking name, but he's like super like famous. But
is he old?
Yeah.
Like long hair?
Oh, dude, the fat ass stash.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know,
but I just if you guys watch the American Me, you know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me, little puppet.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah,
that's what it's famous for, because little puppet, man.
Yeah.
You fucked up, man.
Or actually, just last night. Oh no. Yeah, last night. Friday. I watch Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watch Friday. You know what's funny? I watch Friday After Next on Christmas.
That's
you. I watch the whole three,
Friday,
bro.
In Seattle.
Or not next Friday. I watched Friday, bro. Like, fucking last night.
We watched the whole three.
My mom was like, why are we watching this on Christmas? I was like, it's a Christmas movie. And I was like, there's nothing with Christmas involved. And then we watched
Friday
it. And she was like, oh, yeah, there is. Okay. I see why you put it on. It's like, yeah, it's a fucking Christmas movie. You think I'm going to put some random
Ghetto Santa.
The fucking Stand and Deliver.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Stand and Deliver, too. That shit's hella good. I watched the other Bowling Girl last night. It has fucking Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh,
and,
a deadly combo.
They're like, bro, they're so young, but like, it tells this crazy story of like King Henry and like the king. Basically, he's like the King of England, and like, he's just so savage, bro. Like, he was just like, basically, he was like the fucking. He was just like a fucking pimp, basically, bro.
Savage
like,
times.
He would just like, he would like fall in love with a chick real quick, fucking get her knocked up, bounce. Like, you know, as soon as she was knocked up, he'd be like, all right, next bitch. You know what I mean? Knock up another one. Bro, like, oh my God. You gotta watch it. I remember like seeing like like the movie cover and shit like that as a kid, like a Blockbuster or whatever. And damn, I never watched it. But like, bro, watching it last night, and I fucking had just drank a coffee like right before like watching it. So I was up to like three, just like, fuck.
Tripping
like,
out.
Yeah, it's geeked out of coffee.
Yeah, the movie was good though. I don't know, bro. I like movies where they be using accents and like the costumes are all gnarly and just like.
Oh, you watch Peaky Blinders? You should watch that on Netflix. What's that?
Oh, yes.
Peaky Blinders is like some like World War One. British times. It takes place in the UK, like UK gangsters and
is
shit.
Is that a new movie?
Nah, it's just been on Netflix for like a few years. It's like three, four seasons are out right now. I think
I'm gonna check it out.
It's a show.
I like timepiece like shows and movies like that where
they're
just
known
like,
for like having razor blades in their hats. So like when they got into fights, they would fuck people up with their hats and shit. Just like fucking like.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking crazy. That whole movie, because it's like a family. Business kind of thing, and just
I think I've seen a preview for that.
I haven't watched that in forever.
Peaky Blinders, bro. Shout out
Battle Royale, the Japanese. It's like Hunger Games before Hunger Games was a thing. But they're like high school students killing
each
other.
It's like that one game, bro. What's that?
Hunger Games.
No, it's like a video.
Fortnite.
It's literally like Fortnite,
it is
bro.
Fortnite.
Oh,
literally, they're like stuck on an island, and all this like a class of student. They drop them off there and they just kill each other.
Whoever comes out last wins.
Oh, damn.
You gotta watch it.
Each other. I was like,
fucking crazy. It's gruesome. Very gruesome, bro.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah, Asian movies are usually like crazy. Like, scary. Asian scary movies are fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I remember I watched one, and then I was just like, bro.
Especially if you're living in Asia, too, watching Asia.
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially if you're in Asia, because then it feels real at that point.
You're just like, damn, this could happen.
Have you seen Enter the Void?
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
That's like another one of those movies. Like when I was younger, just watching like trippy ass movies. Like weird. Bro. Yeah, the first scene
acid
is
trip
this
or
dude
what?
Smoking DMT, and then like you go into his brain. Like the camera goes into his brain, and you start seeing like the synapses firing off. You see like all this weird fractal shit like happening.
The way it happens and shit.
And he's just like, and then the whole movie is shot from like the perspective of like his eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So then like you kind of follow all this shit that happens. Like, see, I don't know. I'm like
is it an old movie?
It's kind of old, but it's not super, super old. Like, maybe, like, late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's around the time that, like, the other Bowling Girl came out, too. Because, like, Natalie Portman, she's, like, a fucking kind of teenager. Like, it was definitely before, like, the Star Wars movie that she's in. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
Good shit.
Cool, man.
Good shit.
Your boy's getting hungry, though.
Yeah.
Same.
It's even open right now.
Taco Bell.
I got some shit waiting for me. Oh, man.
Lucky. Jeez. Actually, I do. Never mind.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank
you,
guys.
For opening up your store for us to do this.
Thank you, Dom.
This is definitely fun.
Anytime.
Yeah,
anytime.
Bro. Thank you for hosting us, bro. Yeah, looking forward to that rerun 1 year.
Yeah, man. Everybody listening, you know, thank you.
1 year
always. Make sure you guys check out Rerun here in Plaza Bonita. If you don't know where Plaza Bonita is, then
you stupid.
Stupid.
Drop a pin, Don.
Yeah, bro, drop a pin if you don't know where fucking that shit is. But yeah, shout out Plaza Bonita. We're here overnights for Plaza Bonita.
Hell yeah, shout out YSG Peanut and TC Dope.
Yeah, shout out
there it is. There it is.
Dope mixtape. Opened our episode with that. Shout out Rossi for the Suave Birdos thing and everyone involved.
Oh, yeah.
24 and all them for showing up, showing love to the city.
Yeah.
That song sounds fire. The song that we won't just
we won't
talk about.
Can't.
No secret. That was just
a hush hush.
Yeah, no one knows.
Know My Name dropping tomorrow.
Yeah. Shout out that
new
video
music,
coming soon.
New music.
Shout out Daniel.
What's that gonna be on? Just like
and fuck H&M.
Pretty much, huh?
Know My Name.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's on everything. It's just on private right now, I think. So like
cool.
Yeah,
I just want to take this time to say everyone should never shop at H&M.
Yeah,
fuck H&M. Pull up the rerun.
There
H&M.
It is.
Get yourself rerun. Right. Come on now. You don't need a fucking
H&M is trash.
$6 tee that's going to shrink in the wash first time.
Facts. That's what happened to me. That's why I'm saying fuck H&M.
Your unflattering fitting jeans.
For real.
Don't ever buy the shoes from H&M, whatever
fuck
you do.
No.
They're so fucking poorly made.
Just fuck H&M, man.
H&M is cool for like a quick, like cheap
jacket. Exactly. If you just need something
like
for a
quick little bomber jacket.
You're done. That's it.
I think the only thing I get at H&M is the like button-up shirts because I know I'm going to fuck it up at a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like a one-time use type shit.
Yeah.
It's basically the paper towel of fucking button-up shirts.
There it is.
There it is.
H&M.
Thank you, Shanann, for the paper towels.
But yeah, man. Yeah, thank you again, Dom.
Thank you.
And thank you, 18th Element.
Hell yeah. Dice Roller Radio, episode 33.
Hell yeah.
Stupid.
Sounds like a fucking Mortal Kombat character.
18th Element.
The 18th Element. Finish him. It's fucking dope. No, but thank you, Armin.
Peace.
Of course, the government, man. Too. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this concludes our episode of Dice Roller Radio. I'm your host, Will B. The Don. Here with me is my co-host of the year,
Saturn Boulevard.
Yes.
Bitch.
Don from Rerun, Armin, 18th Element. If you need a photo, shoot, hit him up. And if you want some fresh shit, come visit Dom here. I was going to play this Half a Mil shit. Or did you? What did you send me?
The 500 click, 500 band click.
I really like. I want to play this song.
500 band click.
I'm gonna play this one. This is Half a Mil. This is Half a Mil. Dom Kennedy, Hit Boy. I would play the one you play, but then that requires me to take the aux out and put it on my phone.
You're fine.
Okay, here we go. Are you sure?
What song is this?
It's called Pop Tops.
Pop Tops, then Pop Tops. It is. I'm gonna have to slap this shit on the way home.
If I have
2019, we popping tops all year.
Half a mil. Every time.
Shout out Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy is the fucking greatest. Dom Kennedy. Love. He's been the greatest.
We don't pop pills, pop tops on the Hennessy. Three red cups later, it's finally hitting me.
Skip class, still made history. G class, didn't pass chemistry.
We don't pop pills, pop tops on the Hennessy. Three red cups later, it's finally hitting me. Finally hitting me. I'm like RJ, I'm off the hand of beat though. Even when I'm faded, I watch how I speak though. Your closest might turn into me, go. See the same freaks every city we go. RIP to Nate, bro, the whole A. Drop the half a mil, she know the whole tape. Incoming text from an old flame, she want that old thing. Boston over and Barry's both closed late. Meet me in the parking lot, I got something to spark. Call me soon as you park. You can never say I kept you in the dark. And I can never let you play me closely. Even rappers hating on me. Grab that cognac and point. We don't pop pills, pop tops on the Hennessy. Three red cups later, it's finally hitting me.
Skip class, still made history. G class, didn't pass chemistry.
We don't pop pills, pop tops on the Hennessy. Three red cups later, it's finally hitting me. It's finally hitting me.